The women had an evolution. We're on our way to Crown Jewel. It's the Halloween special with Halloween Havoc 1990. And joining us on the hotline, a very special surprise, Mr. Jerry Lynn. It's the Shining Wizards. The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live on Rant-EM Radio and available on all podcast platforms and at ShiningWizards.com. Find us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Our merchandise is available at ShiningWizards.com/merch. Do your Amazon shopping with us at Amazon.ShiningWizards.com and become a patron at Patreon.com/WizardsPodcast. As always, thank you for your continued support and enjoy the show.
This is Ian Riccoboni, the voice of Ring of Honor, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards podcast.
I have a small dick.
God damn! Woo!
And 396 coming at you from the Shining Wizards live at a special start time tonight on Rant-EM Radio. Hey, Matt.
Yes.
It's wrestling talk.
And talk about wrestling.
Kevin.
What do you want from my life?
Are you reenacting King Kong Bundy and Big John Studd? Wait, they never had a match.
They were a great tag team.
They were an awesome tag team.
But your Andre the Giant wouldn't stand, and it was annoying me. So I did replace.
It's very realistic.
Yeah. Oh, man. So I had to replace it with Bundy.
Ah, boo.
Why are you booing?
I don't
know. Bundy.
Because he's dead.
I wasn't speaking ill of the dead.
Well, he was like, he couldn't stand. I can't stand no more.
Well, Halloween's got to be his favorite holiday. Dead Andre.
Beetlejuice? Yeah, we got a little spooky music to remind you folks that Halloween is tomorrow.
And we got a spooky show tonight. We're going to talk
Tony's
everything under the sun.
Holy cow, a lot happened in the past couple of days in the world of professional wrestling.
What
we
is
got
this?
Fallout from and a recap of Evolution, the first ever WWE all-women's pay-per-view.
Yeah, buddy.
We got the coming attractions for WWE Crown Jewel, which is this Friday afternoon.
Right?
Ooh. We've got Raw to talk about.
Oh, we do.
We got Impact.
Yeah, we do.
We got Ring of Honor.
Hell yeah.
We got NXT.
Yes, we do.
We've got calls coming from our Patreon supporters.
From where? Right. Austria, right?
Yes, from halfway around, quarter of the way around the world.
I don't know. Where's Austria?
Me geography no so good. And Mr. JL himself, the man who never ages, the whole effing show, Mr. Jerry Lynn joining us.
Promoting his brand new podcast that drops tomorrow, Front Row Material, with Mikey Whipwreck and Mike Freeland, who is the host of the podcast. And it is strictly an ECW podcast.
ECW!
I already subscribed. If you go to iTunes, you throw in Front Row Podcast, it comes right up. You can Front Row Material. My apologies. Throw that right in your iTunes store, and it pops right up.
I really hope Jerry Lynn does a little bit of metal like he did last time he was on the show.
Oh, well, I'll get him to do some metal.
That'd be awesome.
Do not worry.
Absolutely awesome.
But man, spooky scary. How was your kid's Halloween dance? People on the Twitter want to know if he broke out the Fortnite dances.
Not as much as Carmella did at Evolution, which he actually got a pop out of.
That's a Fortnite dance?
That flossing thing? Yeah, with the hands
really?
Back and forth. Yeah, they call that the floss.
Yeah. Wait, we have that stupid video game, the thing for that stupid dance?
Oh, tons of stupid dances. That's all Fortnite is good for now. Like, kids just go and they just dance, they do these dances all the time. True story, I'm in the airport in Lisbon on my way home from Portugal this summer.
Love me some Lisbon.
And there was a family, and the little boy in the family, maybe about 2 years younger than my kid, was doing all those dances standing in line, checking in at the airport.
I remember.
It's infecting the world, dude. It's all over the place.
I remember seeing that for the first time, and I don't know why I was watching it, but it was like an MTV Movie Award or video award, and I think it was either a Katy Perry or a Miley Cyrus performance, and they had this weird-looking kid in the background just started doing this. Google it. I'm telling you. It's a thing. YouTube it, and he just started doing this fucking
Miley Cyrus.
It was one of them. It was either Miley Cyrus or Katy Perry.
Miley Cyrus. He probably had a dildo in his mouth.
Wow,
she's a pig, dude. I'm sorry.
All right, but that seems a bit excessive.
But it just freaked me out. And apparently, it's like the biggest. Now I go to like sporting events, and these kids are doing it in the stands, trying to get on the Jumbotron, doing this stupid little zigzag wiggle woggle.
Yeah, that's the floss with the hands in the front and the
Meet
back.
The dancing backpack kid who stole Katy Perry's spotlight on SNL.
Yeah, play that.
It was on SNL.
Oh, it was on SNL? Oh, so that's why I was watching it. That makes sense then.
Bob Menendez.
God,
shit.
I shan't be voting for Bob Menendez next week, by the way.
Fucking. This is annoying. Do you get these robocall, like text messages from like volunteers who just somehow got your number who are endorsing certain candidates?
No, I usually get either the calls from the Indian guys who want me to change my roofing or my siding or my alarm, or that I owe taxes to the IRS and they want me to pay over the phone with credit cards and
or iTunes gift cards and Google Play cards.
And if it's not that, President Trump is sending me messages, and my name is spelled wrong, and I always look forward to seeing how they spell it every time I get it.
All right, so I got these two today. First is, hi, Kevin, I'm Daniel, a MoveOn volunteer.
MoveOn!
Have you decided who you'll vote for in the election for Congress in New Jersey on Tuesday, November 6th? Tons of people found that this video from Melody and Morris Plains helped them decide.
Ooh, is Melody hot?
I don't know. I'm not checking it.
Oh, should have looked it up, dude.
And then
Melody's got some cans.
Yeah, two texts from that today.
Zoom.
Really?
I don't know. Hey, what's the bigger abomination for women? Motorboating or twerking?
How is motorboating an abomination?
Dude, they're both an abomination. What could you possibly get out of either one of those situations?
Motorboating's a hell of a lot of fun.
No, it's not. It's disgusting.
What motorboating is, right?
Yeah. Woman wants your sloppiness all between her tits and all that shit. Fuck that. And twerking, dude, I just don't get it. I don't find the appeal in it. Like, oh, look at what you can do. Like, I can Lex Luger my tits. You don't see the women flocking to me, do you?
You cannot Lex Luger your tits.
Oh, I absolutely can.
Oh wow, you can.
Yes, I can. I do it quite often.
Maybe I'll motorboat him.
Fucking
motorboating son of a bitch.
Listen, motorboating is a hell of a lot of fun.
No, it's not.
If you're like drunk and you just go like randomly, oh, it's the best.
No, you could do the best motorboating in town at the Brown Bear Pub.
That's right.
Do it when you got some wing sauce on your face.
It's even better.
On your face.
No, you put the wing sauce on them and then your motorboat.
Sounds spicy.
It is. Gross. Sweet chili. Spicy sriracha.
Sweet sassafras.
So this dude's really going to call from Austria?
I would imagine so.
We can finally get him to tell us how to correctly pronounce his name.
Is that expensive?
He's got 600 minutes to the U.S. every month on his plan, so he told me he's
965,600 minutes.
I wonder what plan you get.
That's how many I'm going to waste talking to these douchebags.
Oh!
What? We're not douchebags?
Oh, I thought you meant they're douchebags.
No!
After last week where Kevin attacked Kathy Hummer for her banner on our website.
Yeah, but then I said it was funny.
Par for the course that he attacks someone from Austria.
I didn't attack him! He's wasting his valuable minutes to talk to three jerk-offs from Jersey.
Let's be honest. Who else is he calling in the United States?
Now, see, now that was way meaner than anything I could have possibly said.
No, it's not. He's in Austria. I mean, come on.
I think it's a fair question.
Yeah.
So he has... Oh, is there strictly U.S. minutes, I guess?
Oh, yes, this is him.
Is there a letter in the number?
Does his phone number start with a letter?
Yes, it's ZYQW.
No, it's not.
Oh, you speak English?
Oh!
Yeah, for sure I'm speaking English. Right, I won't listen to you every day if I don't speak English.
Yeah, he also comments on all of our posts and everything, so I'm guessing he knows the language.
Well, it's Google Translate. That works, too.
All right, we have Patreon supporter Kratzomania is on the line.
Kratzomania, right away!
That's a shirt!
On the Shining Wizards Network!
Before we go any
finally,
further...
Finally, finally.
How do you say your name, sir?
I don't know how to say it in English. It's Kratochwil in German.
Kratochwil! Right.
We're going to stick with Kratzomania.
Yeah, Kratzo is absolutely fine.
Wait, but I know.
But I've got a question about the names. How do you spell? How do you say Eddie's name? The guy that
we
used
don't.
To be on the Wizards.
We don't say his name.
Ooh. It's like Beetlejuice. If you say it three times, he comes and haunts your family.
Oh, God. That was mean. Nah. But we're friends on the social media and all that stuff, and we interact all the time. But, like, it obviously has a spelling. Like, how do you, Manuel Krat?
He's just said it, though, dude.
In German, you say Kratochwil, but in English, you would say Kratochwil. I don't know.
Kratochwil.
I don't really care.
But it's Manuel, right?
Manuel.
Manuel. That's... All right.
So how did you get, like, a Mexican name?
Oh, Jesus.
I just want to know.
It's not really Mexican. You should know, Tony. It's a Spanish name.
That's a good point.
Fair enough. I just would not expect the man from Austria to be called Manuel, but maybe that's just me. I don't know.
All right, this
guys
is
guys are cold. Everything here.
This is cool. You're in Austria right now.
How
did you find out about our podcast?
I've listened to 2.5 Wrestlers, and I've listened to the whole Kevin Matthews story with the douchebag. I don't know what's his name, Hugh Morris.
Yes, that's
and
him.
And he was on your podcast. I think about episode 45, 46 or so.
Wow!
And since then, I'm listening.
Wow. That is unbelievable.
Wow.
He's been listening longer than Kevin.
What's that?
He's been listening longer than you.
He's been involved in the show before I was.
No. You have been on the Otunga Banga one.
Oh, that's right. Otunga Banga. Wow, bringing it back.
Manny is like, he is like a wealth of Shining Wizards knowledge. Kevin Matthews appeared on episode 82, Kevin Matthews, Chutes and Ladders.
And that was when he talked.
Yeah, it's later than I thought.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Super Shining Wizards fan. This is awesome.
This is amazing. I'm having so much fun.
Do you remember? Oh, you weren't listening, I guess, because this is not the first time we've had Jerry Lynn on the show.
No, I've known the episode. I know him. Oh. Where he growled the liner.
Yes.
You're listening to the Shining Wizards podcast. Yeah, for sure.
You are my favorite person.
We talk about, we talk about a lot how we hate wrestling fans because they're annoying and they're creepy and they're weird. You, my friend, are no longer a wrestling fan. You are a wrestling friend because this is absolutely
but I'm also creepy and weird. Don't forget about that.
I don't want to ruin your gimmick. That's awesome. Ah, this is a great good call, Tony.
Should we cancel Jerry Lynn at 7?
No. Although we do appreciate... How far ahead are you? What time is it in Austria right now?
I'm 5 hours ahead, so it's 11:45.
Holy moly. You got a day job you got to wake up for in the morning?
No, actually, I'm going to school. So it's fine for me. I'm off the next 5 days. So
that doesn't sound like you're going to school, dude.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to. I don't know how you say it in English. I'm going to be a nurse.
All right. Okay.
It's nursing school.
But with a dick, you know. But I don't know how the English word is.
No,
you could be called you could be a dude nurse.
You're just gonna be a Jenner.
Oh God.
Oh, okay. A Bruce Jenner.
That was awful. Did Kevin write that?
No, because if I wrote it, it would have been funny.
I couldn't think of. I couldn't think of its first name.
A boo-hoo!
Oh, boy. Shit. So how long are you into the old nursing school?
I'm in the first year, so I've got plenty ahead of me.
Nice. You got a lot of female classmates, I would imagine.
Oh, hell yeah, I have. Oh, they are fine. They're really fine. That's and most fun. Of them are younger than me, so I always got something to look at, you know?
Absolutely.
Would you be able to diagnose Kevin's veiny foot situation thing he's got going on? Poor circulation.
Yeah. If
we did he make his blood test yet? Did he get his blood test?
No, I didn't get it yet.
He's afraid of needles.
Come on, Kevin.
I gotta wait till I get insurance. Hold on, look, I have the order here. It's in great shape.
Oh God, Kevin just pulled out a crumpled up piece of paper that looks like his dog ate.
It's the order requisition. I have to get a urinalysis, a vitamin D25 hydroxy, hemoglobin AL1C. What else? There's a whole bunch of stuff here that I haven't gotten yet. Lipid panel.
Yeah, vitamin D. I think vitamin D would be one thing for you. More sun. As you're always wearing hats and always are inside of the Brown Bear Pub in West Orange, you know.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck American doctors. I'm going to Kratzy.
Kratz, do you own a Shining Wizards T-shirt?
Yeah, for sure. I've got one. That's got the rock. I don't know, the band Ramones one.
Okay. I'm going to personally send you a pink and black. Do you have a pink and black shirt?
No, I've got none of them.
I'm going to send you one. We'll get your information. I'm going to pay for the shipping. You are like the greatest. No disrespect to anyone else that listens to this show.
No, fuck them all.
No, easy.
No.
You are like
compared to him?
Unbelievable fan, man. I am flabbergasted. First of all, you're calling from Austria. It's almost midnight. You've been listening to the show for, Jesus, it feels like 6-7 years the whole time. You know the history. You even get the local references to Brown Bear Pub. Like, I am floored, man. I don't have anything to say. And if you listen to this show like you do, you know it's hard to shut me up unless some words get in my way and I just stumble over them with my giant retard tongue. I'm
this
floored,
the greatest
man.
Part of the show. Thanks, of course. Thanks for that. But that's the greatest part of the show, the stumbling mouth. I loved it.
All right, how do you feel about the cursing? Where are you on the cursing? Because we're trying to cut it down a little bit, but we're having trouble.
In Austria, we don't care about cursing. It's a totally American thing to care about cursing, to not say fuck or tits or shit, any of these things. You can do it. I like it if you do it.
Now, if you're a kid in school and you say those words, do you get in trouble?
No, not mostly. Only if you say it directly to teachers or something.
We should relocate to Austria.
I mean, mark it. Put it down.
Can you say get to the chopper?
Oh, you fucking asshole.
I can say a Latin word in it. Get to the chopper. and I'll be back. You know what Schwarzenegger means in German?
No, tell me.
It means... I'm sorry. Should I beep that out?
Yeah, we're going to have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're definitely going to have to.
But that's what his name is saying in English, in German. It's Schwarze, is black, and...
Wow.
No, that is legit.
I don't doubt it. Wow. That's just crazy.
That's just Kratzy. See, that I wrote.
Oof. I wouldn't have admitted to that one either.
But I said it, so it's
they can all be gems.
Oh well, you know.
That was perfect.
Kratzy, do you have any wrestling talk you wanna throw out there before we gotta call Mr. Jerry Lynn? Do you listen to the show live?
Now, yes. Normally, I'm not listening in life. I had a job like Phil Rea. I was a paramedic, so I had night shift, and there I listened live. So now I'm going to school. I'm not listening in life mostly.
Oh, do you complain about your awful commute every day as well?
I've been actually. So that's an absolute thing to do as a paramedic. But I'm not going with the ferry and not 2 hours with the subway, and I'm not going to fall down every time like Phil does. So.
Oh, so I think we got True Prince of Pro.
Oh my God.
He is our fourth member of the Shining Wizards, and I think Kratz has got to be. We got to make it a stable.
Oh, definitely.
He's number five.
It's the Dungeon of Doom.
Kratz is part of the Wizards Army.
He's our European brother.
We got to come up with something for this. Definitely.
Dude, you are brilliant. This is amazing.
Wow.
Wow. We're marking
out. I had one idea. In after we all watched Evolution, have you ever thought about a Frankenstein Evolution? A woman you can throw together with all the WWE wrestlers?
Oh, that's a good question.
Woman wrestlers?
Take attributes from certain and then just make them one giant Frankenstein. I'm pretty sure they already have that. She's called Charlotte.
Kevin wrote that one too.
No, but she got Rick's face.
Yeah,
that's nothing that anybody wants.
Well, that's the scary. that's the scary part. Wow, that's a good question.
We'd have to just make her Nia Jax to make Matt happy, right, buddy?
That's rude.
Oh my God! Stop it with Nia Jax, Matt. Really, you can't find her. You can't find her attractive anymore.
Why?
Have you seen her? Have you seen her? Her belly is bigger than her tits.
She's got a...
You can't find her attractive anymore.
I still think she's a beautiful-looking woman.
I like big woman too, but she's too big, dude.
She's not too big.
I think that's gimmicked. I still think that there's extra padding.
No. No, have you seen her as she was going over the top rope when Selena Vega got back in? You've seen every little inch of that fat, every little inch.
Oh, boy.
She's way too much, boy.
All right.
Jerry Lynn coming up in five.
I don't think she's that much. She can get out of her bed. She's not like the 700-pound woman.
I would do her, definitely, but she's too much.
So she's too much woman for you, is what you're saying.
No. There's not too much woman.
All right, what about Tamina?
But she's too much all. Tamina is awesome.
Tamina looks like a dude.
Tamina is Yeah, she looks like a dude, but she's not that fat. She's got tits, and she's got a belly, and the belly is not before the tits.
Oh, boy.
I am not... This took
Matt's throwing you out of the club, dude.
This took a turn for the worst.
We don't condone body shaming here Tamina's on the Shining Wizards.
All right, she's...
Well,
she's,
we do, but...
No, she's fucking padded, too. Let's look at some Nia Jax photos.
Oh, good Lord.
Nah, man, sorry.
Oh, good Lord.
Perfect lead into Jerry
Lynn. Like Nia. I'm sorry.
Good God.
I think Nia's a beautiful woman.
All right, well, you keep thinking that.
Yeah, but her face, man.
What's wrong with her face?
She's got Dixie Carter's eyes.
No, she does not.
Hey, don't knock Dixie Carter. Come on now.
Oh, my God, she has.
No, she does not.
One eye is looking wide to the left, and the other one is looking half to the right.
He's not completely wrong. Just like Dixie Carter.
Let me see here.
Oh, good God.
He might be onto something with that. Though.
I do like the Frankenstein gimmick. I wish we would have knew about that earlier. We could have did a little
thought about that tonight.
Yeah.
Now, eyes look fine.
Are we talking for this Frankenstein gimmick? Are we talking just aesthetically, like looks-wise? Are we talking
about... Yes.
Oh.
Are we watching it only for the wrestling, or are we watching it, too, with aesthetic aspect? We're watching both.
Yeah.
For feet, I would give her Bailey's face. Because she looks like a foot.
Really?
Defeat.
Okay, yeah.
Wow.
You guys are the worst.
The views of Kratzy and Shining.
I'll throw mine out quick if you want to.
Go for it.
I'll take the face from Sarah Logan. Bailey's tits, Ember Moon's belly, Bailey's ass, and the thighs from Caitlyn.
Ooh, he likes thick thighs. I like that.
Yeah.
You really put a lot of thought into this, huh?
I definitely go Bailey's ass.
After I watch this pay-per-view.
Definitely Bailey's ass.
Hey, before we let you go, Kratzy, what time do you watch these pay-per-views live? Because you would have to stay up to like 4 o'clock in the morning.
No, I'm actually watching it when I'm coming home from school or something. Some I'm watching live, so like the Super Showdown from Australia, it was at noon here. It was very, very comfortable, you know? Just to have some lunch and watch the pay-per-view live. The Crown Jewel, boo, will also be on a great time here. So,
you boo the Crown Jewel?
No, but Crown Jewel's going to be at like 5 in the afternoon, no?
Yeah, I think it's a good time for us. So if it's 5 p.m. at your time, so it's
No.
10,
it's noon. It's noon for us. It's like lunchtime. And we're all at work, you know, so... I don't know.
All right.
Aloha.
So, but I'm staying up for the big ones. So WrestleMania and SummerSlam, Survivor Series. Rumble for sure. I'm also Rumble muck like Kev, you know.
Yeah, my man. That's what's up. Awesome.
Are you happy with Mr. Kratzo still? Or?
I love it. I think this is, I mean.
Even though he shit on your girl?
No, it's fine. Look, Mr. Kratzo, he's a funny guy, super fan. I love it. I love that he contributed to our Patreon. I'm happy that he got a chance to call into the show and chat with us. It's nice to put a voice to the face, to the screen name. Fuck you, Tony.
One day we have to put a voice to your face.
Kratzo, we got to let you go, brother. We got to call Jerry Lynn.
Yeah, so thanks for the time, and I'm going to be listening live to the whole episode.
Well, thank you for taking the time.
Have a great time with Jerry.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you for your support, Kratzo. And hit me up on Facebook and give me your mailing address and on T-shirt size, and I'll get you a T-shirt tomorrow because I don't have work.
Everybody's
okay. Thank you.
Do you guys celebrate Halloween?
No, not really. It's becoming a little thing, but it's not our thing.
All right. All right, Kratzo, thank you, brother. Be well.
Thanks, guys. Love you, bud.
See ya.
Love you, buddy.
That Kratzo. Was crazy.
That was Kratzo.
I see what you did there, Ken.
The exact same thing I did before.
Dude, that's amazing.
Yeah, you ain't shitting.
What?
I said you ain't shitting. That was good times.
That was great. He was like, look, I don't know.
Dude, he must have just went back and listened to like these shows because he was pulling out episode numbers. He was pulling out 2.5 wrestlers.
And he said your favorite word.
What? Oh, no.
Oh, Matt's favorite word.
God, yeah, we're gonna.
That's not my favorite word. Wow. I mean, I guess if that's the real translation.
Well, but I mean, that's what it is. Like he kind of said it tongue in cheek, knowing what he was gonna say. But that it is what it is. He would know.
Yeah, we probably need a dump button.
Yeah.
Really? We can't figure out how to stop the ring on Skype. We gonna get a dump button?
Yeah. Every time you go to the bathroom.
Oh, fucking boo. I don't have Mr. Lynn's pertinent information because I guess it was deleted from the email. So.
Yeah, I'll pull it up right here, buddy.
You could just speak it into the microphone.
No. This ain't my first rodeo, buddy.
It's our 396th rodeo.
He knew everything. He knew the Kevin Matthews.
It's not in there?
Not on here.
No, in the Skype.
Oh, is it the same number?
It might be.
All right, well, let me see.
Hmm. Yeah, just type in his name.
Let me type in Jerry.
Type.
Let's see.
Let me see.
This one?
I can't see.
No, I don't think Hold that's
on.
It.
What's that? Uh-huh.
I don't
Hold
think
on.
That's
Hold
it.
Hold on.
No, blah, 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 blah.
Yep, that's it.
That is it. He never changed his number. Look at that.
Why would he?
Sid never changed his number. We should call him.
Oh, man. What do you think Sid's up to these days?
I don't know. Oh, should we be calling him now?
Yeah, call him now. Doesn't matter.
All right.
What was that?
Oh, we're switching over to a regular ring.
Hello?
Mr. Jerry Lynn.
Woo!
Yes.
It is Kevin, Matt, and Tony from the Shining Wizards. How are you, sir?
I am doing awesome. How are you guys doing?
We are good. First question I got to ask you. How do you stay? Mm-hmm. You're like ageless. What is the secret? Because I got the grays in the beard. Like, I am not doing so well over here with the age thing.
I had to cut the long hair off because it started thinning and my hairline started marching backwards. So I couldn't pull off the long hair anymore. I actually looked in the mirror one morning and I went, holy crap, I look like Randy the Ram. This has got to go.
Jerry, let me ask you
and
something.
And I told my wife and daughter, I said, I'm going to cut my hair. And my daughter looks up at me and she says, no, you'll be ugly. And I'm like, thanks a lot, kid.
Well, it's funny because I remember seeing you at a few shows. And I remember, I think it was in Rahway, New Jersey, where I believe Mick Foley was on the same show as you. And he didn't even, it was just when you cut your hair, maybe about 5 years ago, 4 years ago. And
yeah.
And Mick Foley, I don't even think recognized you until you, I guess, identified yourself. Do you remember that, or has that happened with other people?
It's happened with everybody. Even the first time I went to Ring of Honor show after I cut it, I walked through the whole crowd. No one recognized me. I walked up by the ramp and was grabbing Scarlett's attention so she could get me in the back, and she didn't recognize me at first. Then when I get in the back, Steve Corino walks right past me, didn't recognize me. So it's like guys I've known for 20 years didn't even recognize me.
What was
so
that?
So now when I do conventions, I feel like I need to get one of those shirts with the giant name tag on the front that says, hello, my name is, and I have Jerry Lynn on there, because fans will be walking by and looking at you kind of funny, like, who is that? Like, they just can't put their finger on it. Until I wave them over and say, yeah, it's me without the hair.
That's amazing. I actually just found my original ECW Jerry Lynn t-shirt. It's an XL, so I could just send you that, and you could just wear that to all these conventions. So
the XL is too big for me now. Now I've got to go down. I had to go back down to an L.
Ah. But
so the reason we're talking to Mr. Jerry Lynn, who finally joined Twitter.
That's right.
And for you guys out there, you got to give Jerry Lynn a follow. It's at It's Jerry Lynn. Tomorrow, the debut show, Front Row Material. We have the WWF podcast and the WCW ones that Conrad does. But Mike Freeland, he grabbed Mr. Jerry Lynn here and Mikey Whipwreck, and they're going to throw us an ECW podcast. And for someone like myself, I've been dying for an ECW podcast. How did this all come about?
I think I just happened to do an interview with Mike, and he asked me, you know, if I ever thought about doing a podcast. And I said, no. I said, I've had a lot of people ask if I'm ever going to write a book, but never thought about a podcast. And he says, well, he says, is there any of the ECW wrestlers that you keep in touch with still, like on a regular basis? And I said, well, just being Mikey Whipwreck pretty much on a regular basis. And so he said, well, why don't you ask Mikey and see if he'd be interested? So I called him up and he seemed interested. So we're doing it. But, you know, Mikey said, he described it best. And it's just something we want to have fun with, too. He said, I want it to be like Howard Stern, but without the sex and fart jokes. And I said, you know, when he and I get together, we always turn into like Beavis and Butthead. So there'll probably be fart jokes.
Can you give us a little an idea of what to expect tomorrow when the Front Row Material podcast drops?
You know, we're still, we've got the two, you know, the one that's going to drop tomorrow, and then we've got one more in the can already, and then, you know, we'll be doing another one this week, but we're still trying to, you know, get into our groove and stuff, and I don't think we're going to have a set format or anything, but we're going to have, you know, special little segments and stuff here and there, and we'll, you know, we'll be eventually having some guests, like, I'm sure Lance Storm will do it, and Tommy Dreamer and Sandman and stuff. So we'll be having some ECW guests on there also. But so I can't really tell you what to expect because we don't really have like set plans. We just have Mike, our co-host, kind of feed us topics. And we, what we really want is a lot of feedback from the fans. And so we have the Twitter account for the show is at FRM Pod. So we really want a lot of input from the fans on what they would like to know.
And I was actually just going to ask, you kind of answered it, is whether or not this show was going to be in any sort of chronological order, or is Mike just going to be the guy, whatever he kind of wants to know about and just pick your guy's brain, or what are the expectations, I guess, going into the show? Is this purely fun? Do you want it to be huge and amazingly successful like a lot of these other guys are doing?
Oh, it'd be awesome if it would be successful. You know, we still, you know, we want it to be fun, of course, otherwise why bother, you know? And of course, yeah, we do, you know, we want it to be successful, but it's going to be all over the place because Mikey and I are a hot mess. You know, and I'm sure whenever we get together, I mean, even when Mikey and I were talking on the phone yesterday, he says, we should be recording this right now. I mean, we should always be recording our conversations because you never know where it goes. It just goes all over the place. So then that's, I'm sure, you know, that's the way segments are going to be on the show. I mean, we'll just go off on tangents and stuff. So
now,
you know, I don't want it to be all, I mean, I don't want it to be all super serious and stuff. I mean, we will look at, you know, we'll answer people's questions and stuff and hit on what they want to know. And, cause that's what it's for, mainly is for the fans.
No, absolutely. You guys gonna, I know it's an ECW podcast. And I'm sure you're bored to death with it being on Twitter for a week now. Are you going to answer any of the goofy, like, Mr. JL questions, or is Mikey going to, you know, are you guys going to touch on the WCW and the TNA stuff?
Oh, yeah, we'll hit on everything. I mean, I think even on the first podcast, I think we, you know, swerved off center and we're hitting on other stories. Even the second one, the first and second one, we were hitting on stories that happened way back, and I even was telling a couple old ribbing stories back in the first 5 years of my career. So we always veer off and go off on different tangents.
You mentioned the ribbing. I want to ask, what's the line? Like, we get all these wonderful podcasts with the Bruce Pritchards and the Eric Bischoffs and yourself and Mikey now. What's the line? Because I've heard some pretty awful ribs where I feel like it crosses the line, and I would be super upset if somebody, you know, like pooped in my bag or something like that.
Well, yeah, that's disgusting. That crosses the line. But, you know, I guess something that, like you said, would ruin someone's gear or, you know, make it so they can't wear their gear that night, or something that would cause someone to cost them a lot of money. Yeah, you know, that would, it's got to be harmless ribs. You know. Like the one, oh, I don't want to tell you.
No, you got to listen tomorrow.
Tomorrow and then the second one. I can't remember which one I mentioned, a couple of the ribs, but I mean, there'll be more down the road, too.
Now, are you enjoying the newfound world of Twitter? I know you didn't have a social media until like a week ago. So how's that treating you?
Oh, gosh. I had to have my wife and daughter set it up for me. And, you know, and I always swore up and down, I will never be on social media. Because even when TNA was still up and when it was still TNA, Eric Young had called me up. He says, are you on Twitter? I said, no, I've never had it, and I never will. He says, well, someone's on there pretending to be you, hitting up Hogan and Bischoff and everybody, you know. So I had to call Mike Johnson from PW Insider, and I asked him to put out a thing saying that it's not me, it's someone else. So this time, it's like everyone's, like, wondering, all right, is this really Jerry? Because I swore up and down I never would do it. And now I feel like a teenage high school girl.
There's not a lot of teenage high school girls that are listening to death metal. I'm going to let you in.
Well,
on that.
I don't even listen to that a lot anymore. That was, I guess, to vent my, you know, it was just for venting when I was younger, you know. It was a good stress relief. Now I'm more into, like, blues and this, I don't know. I've always liked a lot of everything, you know. Now I'm going off on a tangent. I grew up listening to my dad's albums, which were, you know, Chuck Berry, Little Richard, Jan and Dean, the Beach Boys, stuff like that. And then, of course, there was, they always listened to Hank Sr., Johnny Cash, Flatt and Scruggs, Bill Monroe, you know. So I grew up listening to a lot of different stuff. And then when I morphed into Ted Nugent and Styx and Boston and Kiss and stuff like that, then I really heard it from my dad. It was, I don't know how you can stand listening to that crap.
Of course. So, but let me ask you something, Jerry. There's a term that a lot of people in the wrestling industry use. I've heard it many, many times over. When they meet a certain performer or talent, and they're like, wow, I was not expecting this guy to be so nice. He's Jerry Lynn nice. Have you ever heard that before? And is that something that you never heard that?
No, I've never heard that.
Because I've never heard a bad word about you. I've always heard you. I mean, I've met you a couple times in working for in Rahway, New Jersey, for Pat Buck's company, and that's the term. It's Jerry Lynn nice. And what? So now that we know that you've never heard it, what is your kind of reaction to that? And is that something that you've ever kind of maintained, or is that just who you are? You're just genuinely a nice guy.
Well, I guess I'm honored. One thing that's always stuck with me is my mom always said, treat others the way you would want them to treat you. And I've always tried to do that. You know, and granted, you're always going to meet people you don't have a chemistry with, but even those people, I've just always been very cordial and, you know, whatever. So, and I always thought, boy, it would just suck someday to be 6 feet under and they'd say, eh, he was a butthole anyway. You know? So,
yeah.
But, I just always treated people the way I'd want them to treat me.
And absolutely. And clearly you've definitely done that. If you're joining us now live on the Shining Wizards, we are on the phone with the one and only legendary Jerry Lynn, whose Front Row Material podcast drops tomorrow night. You can follow him at It's Jerry Lynn on Twitter and FRM podcast on the Twitter, right? Did I get that right?
FRM yes. Pod.
FRM Pod. Beautiful.
Oh, yeah. FRM Pod, yes.
Perfect.
And we'll be, I think we're going to be
We're in the middle of designing some merchandise too, some shirts. And we took a, it was funny. We were at a show up and I think it was a couple hours outside of Philly doing a meet and greet for the show. And always, you know, near the end of conventions and meet and greets, it starts slowing down. You're kind of sitting there, and Mikey and I were sitting together at a table, and we're kind of just sitting there twiddling our thumbs. And I said, I couldn't remember what movie it was. I was thinking it was Beyond the Mat, but I think it was actually in The Wrestler. Wasn't there a scene where they were at a convention and all the old timers were like passing out at the tables? And I said to Mikey, I go, this reminds me of that movie. And so we just leaned our heads together and we took a selfie, and it was a perfect picture for, I think we're going to put it on the t-shirt and stuff and sell 8x10s, but it was, it just pretty much summed it up. It was hilarious.
That's totally funny. And, are you, do you plan, cause I saw recently that you're going to be making some appearances with Mikey at shows, at least one up in our area in Long Island, I believe at, for Create a Pro Wrestling. Are you guys planning on parlaying this podcast into joint appearances, maybe doing some live shows, live interviews, and other live content?
You know, I never even thought about that since we just started a couple weeks ago, but that's a great idea. I'd love to do that.
Yeah. I just happened to notice that you guys are both on the flyer in, or the poster, I guess, in Long Island. So I was like, wow, these guys are already hitting the ground running, parlaying this new venture into live appearances.
Well, we've got the same guy as Chris Hughes has been bringing us around to conventions and stuff. So, you know, I think that's another great venue to pursue. I think that'd be a blast.
Doing the convention scene, what's the most interesting thing a fan has given to you as a gift or presented to you? Because, you know, wrestling fans can be extremely creative and come up with some pretty wild things.
I guess, you know, they've given me CDs. I've gotten quite a few drawings of me, and it's amazing how talented, I mean, some of these people are just incredible artists. I guess that's what really sticks out is how talented they are when they give me the drawings. I keep them all, too.
And you're talking about drawings and interesting gifts. Well, we happen to have one from you on our Wall of Fame. It's an autograph dedicated to us. You're wrestling Lance Storm, which I believe was also your last match, correct?
That was the last one out east.
Okay.
That was for Pro Wrestling Syndicate.
Right. Yeah. And Yeah, and I was there for that. I actually played you out to the ring for that match, and do you? I don't want to get down. Do you miss it?
No, because now I am feeling, I'm getting all the repercussions of what it's done to my body, and now when I'm at shows and stuff and I watch the guys hitting that mat, I just cringe, but. I will say, when I was at All In, that was the first and only time where I wished I was still wrestling. It was just an amazing night.
Talk about that. Elaborate on your experience at All In and what it meant to you and what you saw that it meant to everyone involved.
Well, it was, I heard rumblings around the internet and stuff of the Bucks and Cody putting something together. So, usually when Ring of Honor comes through Nashville, I'll go stop and say hi to the guys. So I was talking with the Bucks and I asked them, I said, so you think I could be a ref on the show for one of the matches? And they said, sure. They said, give Cody a call. So I called Cody and he was all for it. And I was just honored that they were willing to let me be on the show. I just wanted to be a part of it because even though I worked for, you know, all the big companies and stuff, majority of my career was still on the indies. And so I just wanted to be a part of it because I really admired what they were doing. And it was something special because it, well, obviously it was an independent show and they sold out, you know, a little over 11,000 tickets.
Yeah.
It was just amazing. And it was, I just love that you'll always see great wrestling on the indies because the guys are still hungry and they want to get there. And I just thought it was a great thing to do. And it really put the word out there on a larger scale that, hey, there's some other great wrestling out there.
You speak about great wrestling and being a Ring of Honor alumni. Is it a surprise to you that Ring of Honor, working with New Japan Pro Wrestling, sold out Madison Square Garden in 20-something minutes?
Yes, but what's great is the last few years, the independent scene is just hot everywhere. I mean, you've got all these independent promotions all over the place just exploding, like AAW in Chicago. You got, what's the one in Cleveland?
AIW?
Yes. Then, I mean, even out east, you know, you've got all these indies that are just exploding and they're just getting bigger and bigger. So, but to sell out Madison Square Garden that fast, that was pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's very, very exciting. And we love the indies and we love what's going on in the world of professional wrestling, but the nostalgia is there and people want to hear it. And we highly suggest you check out the Front Row Material podcast, which is dropping tomorrow with our guest, Jerry Lynn. He's got a Twitter at It's Jerry Lynn. Jerry, we don't want to take up too much of your time tonight. Anything you want to tell your fans before we let you go?
Wow. I'm just thank you for all the support over the years. Cause I've always said I have the greatest fans because, you know, a lot of the major, well, the major companies, and there's a lot of companies that, you know, they didn't see me as one of their big dogs and one of their marquee players, but because of my fans, they always let the promoters know that they wanted to see me wrestle. So I always had a job. So I just want to say thank you to the fans. And this whole thing has just been overwhelming. You know, you always think out of sight, out of mind. And it's nice that they remember and that they really appreciated and liked my work.
Legend. Every time we bring up ECW conversation, you're in the mix, and your work there was so unbelievably great. And even as you went on into the WWE and TNA.
Yeah, the light heavyweight division again, and then recreating everything that he did in TNA. It was awesome.
So we thank you.
It's funny you mentioned that because I loved my feud with AJ. And he even said early on in the feud, he says, "I'm your new RVD, aren't I?" I said, "Yes, you are." Because AJ can do anything.
That's awesome.
And you can add podcast host to your resume because you truly can do it all now. You've been an agent. You've been a top-notch performer. And now, Front Row Material, tomorrow, wherever you listen to podcasts, I already subscribed.
I'm listening,
on
baby.
iTunes. I'm super excited. Jerry Lynn, Mikey Whipwreck, Mike Freeland, putting together an awesome show. And as you heard earlier in the interview, Jerry and Mikey, they're looking for Howard Stern minus the sex. They're going to try.
Don't
minus
the farts.
But you heard him. There's going to be farts. Lots of farts.
There probably will be. You know, like I said, when Mikey and I get together, we turn into a couple of giggling schoolgirls. It's crazy. But I'm not going to have a whole show of us laughing hysterically. People will get bored with that, but you know, we'll get into our groove.
No, we look forward to it. We're all going to be listening tomorrow, and please, guys, if you're out there, check out Front Row Material at FRM Pod on Twitter. Follow Jerry Lynn. This is the real Jerry Lynn at It's Jerry Lynn, and his co-host Mikey Whipwreck at Mikey Whipwreck _ all on Twitter. Us ECW fans can't wait. Jerry, it's been a pleasure to speak to you again. Anything else before we let
pleasure.
You go? I'm sorry. I'm like flabbergasted.
Oh, no. Well, I am too. And whenever I hear legend, I always say that means old. But no, thanks for having me on, guys. And like I said, I'm new at this, and I'm just hoping I'll just get into a groove because it's hard to believe that I'm doing a podcast, let alone have a Twitter account. So,
I mean, you wouldn't know it by this interview, but in a couple weeks, it'll be 7 years and 400 episodes for us. So if we can do it, you can definitely do it. You were a guest.
All right.
You were a guest on this podcast
like episode 66.
6 years ago.
Yeah, we had no right to have guests at that point.
Did you say 66 years ago?
No, episode 66.
Oh, I was like, 66?
And we're, yeah, I'm actually 97, so.
Oh, there you go. Then I must be 127.
No.
If you don't look it.
You're a spring chicken.
Still wet behind the ears, huh? Yeah. Now I just aged myself. That's a very old saying.
I knew it.
Yeah, I
we
do
knew
too.
It. Yeah,
oh, okay. We're all old.
Yeah,
that means you're old.
Yep.
All right, I gotta get running here, guys.
No problem.
Jerry, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much. We're gonna listen, and we'd love to have you back on in the future and talk more about the FMR Front Row Material podcast.
Oh, I'd love to. Always fun talking with you guys.
Thanks, right. Jerry. Take Enjoy care, the rest man. Of your night. Happy Halloween.
All right. Oh, you too. Thank you.
Thank Bye. You. Oh, Jerry Lynn, what a guy.
Like an ex-girlfriend. Happy Halloween.
God damn. I felt bad. We were having such a good conversation. I kind of felt bad that we had to get rid of him.
Well, he said he had to run.
No, I know.
He's got other shows to do, probably.
He's making the media circuit. The
he chose us first.
He's got a podcast. Well, we don't know that for sure.
No, we definitely know that, Kevin. He told me so. He called me up today. He's like, Tony, can I call in? I said, absolutely, sir. I said, we're first on the list. He said, of course. I said, I didn't even know why I had to ask.
Was his voice muffled because of the Mr. JL mask?
Yes.
Okay.
Dude, I put that, that's Shawn Michaels.
Yes.
I put that on. I didn't think I was going to be able to get that off.
Can
dude.
You, no, did you take the plastic liner out of it?
No. Was I supposed to?
Yes, otherwise you're going to cut your goddamn face up. That's to hold the structure of the
face. I didn't know if it came out or not.
I'm surprised you didn't go with Sable.
That's Sable?
I thought that was Sid. Matt was saying how creepy the Sid was.
No.
And I was like, I remember it, but I don't remember it looking like that. But
no,
I'm like,
this is Sable.
Yeah, why Sid, do you have that?
Because there was like a $3 special at like High Spots for them.
How old were you when you bought these masks?
Oh, God. We had the masks from MBW back in 99 or 2000. So, yeah.
So
like
you were a full-fledged adult when you put... what? Oh.
Matt just put the Sid mask on, and he went to the potty, and he ran his face first right into the door jam.
Because, you know what's so funny? What he just dick. Told me a story on the way over here about MBW when he also put on the Sid mask and was rammed into somebody's deck.
Yeah, he was rammed into the deck at my mother's house.
Yeah. And he just recreated it by running into the door of the bathroom.
I forget who it was. I think it was he was wrestling his brother, and his brother took him over after that. And under the mask, you hear muffled, I really hit my head.
And what are you going to do?
He was legit busted open. After he took the mask off, he had a big gash on his head. He was bleeding and everything.
He had that Dusty Road gimmick?
Oh, it was hilarious. You hear, oof, oof, oof.
Wow, you really bought out a lot of masks.
Dude, he really just wrecked his face walking in there. I'm surprised he's okay.
Maybe he's busted open now.
That would be hilarious.
Matt, are you okay?
You all right, dude?
Matt! Sid!
Dude, you went face first.
Well, that's not that bad.
Jesus
that looks.
Christ.
That's better than the Sable and the
He can't
the
see.
HBK.
He can't see how to get around the soundboard now that he came back from the potty.
How bad does that smell?
Probably not bad. I keep all my stuff, you know, in good condition.
Doesn't smell at all.
I'm half the man you are.
It tastes like plastic, though.
Well, don't. Not supposed to eat it.
No, but you can like taste like the plastic in the air.
Nobody can hear you.
What was the quote? I'm half the man you are, and I'm twice as smart, or whatever it was.
And I've got half the mind you do.
Yeah, I got half the mind you do.
All right,
we need some smoke.
What are we doing here?
We're going to make Kevin
No,
smoke.
No!
What? What happened?
He's doing the fucking fog machine.
Dude, hit the fog.
And it comes right to me, though. It doesn't affect you guys at all.
It's a spooky Halloween spectacular. I hear that in my headphones. What are you doing, you freak? Get it off of me! I got a mask on.
All right, well, now that we spent the last hour speaking to Kratzy and Jerry Lynn, we got a shit ton of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, we do. I got to take this mask off. Hold
on.
Yeah,
wait.
Oh, no. Wait.
Hold on.
Wait, leave it on. Leave it on.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's got in my mouth.
He's going to die.
Hey, our ratings will go off.
God.
Holy Jesus.
God damn. Woo.
All right, so what do you guys want to talk about? Do you guys want to cover, I don't know. What do you want to get into?
Let's start with the woman's revolution.
You mean the woman's evolution?
But
whatever.
It was an evolution of a revolution.
Yes.
It's a mystery.
All right.
No one heard and no one sees.
That's a level evolution.
All right, so give me a grade overall.
A.
A. Tony?
I'd say B plus.
All right, I'm going to say a B plus as well.
Okay, cool.
I'll tell you why A.
All right, hit me with it.
A.
I loved, despite what everyone wants to say, I don't know what anyone has been saying. I really haven't been on the old social media since. I loved the main event.
No, I actually did a lot, too. I really did.
Ronda Rousey is now showing that she can, like, I don't know how to say this because I'm not too bright. But, like, you know, you know how, like, people say, like, you put someone in with somebody because she can carry somebody?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Ric Flair could work with a broomstick. This match, you really had no idea what you were going to get with part-timer Nikki Bella and brand-new Ronda Rousey. I don't know who to give the edge to, but Ronda Rousey showed that she could work a match with someone. I don't know where they are skill level, but it wasn't a bad match for two people that really haven't been around.
There were some scary moments, like that last thing where Ronda dropped her from the top rope, like when they kind of fell on each other.
Yeah, I was
like, yikes. And I actually saw the footage of Ronda when Alexa got concussed, when she was giving her like that arm drag and she pretty much came down on the back of her head.
Maybe I'm totally wrong then.
No, but I agree with you. I thought the match was really good. I thought the Twin Magic played off well.
Yeah.
They knew they were the bitches that they exactly needed to be and that they were building up to it.
So that's one reason. And the rest, I'm sure,
Becky Lynch, Charlotte. That might be match of the year.
It would have to compete with the Mae Young Classic final. Because that was a fucking fantastic match, Tony
Storm.
That
match just went a little short, though. There were a lot of matches that were getting time. I felt that could have used a few extra minutes.
I thought it was perfect.
It just seemed like the ending. It just seemed like it kind of ended quickly. Like it didn't. It could have used a few more minutes.
But it was the second Tiger Driver.
Yeah.
That won it.
No, the finish was fine. I would have liked to have had a few extra minutes of action.
It was perfect, dude. One of the most vicious German suplexes I've ever seen from Toni Storm. The whole, I'm not sure if this was the Shayna Baszler match or that match. But the German on the, or wasn't there like a suplex on the apron in that match too?
Was it that match?
I think it was.
It might have been that match.
Yeah, it was that match. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, so. Toni Storm, she's a prospect. She's going to be huge.
She's going to be big.
She's going to be, and she's from Progress.
Yeah. And she's only 21, 22?
Something like that, yeah.
She's young.
She's
going to be
a
star.
Absolutely. And that
she is 23.
The other match with the pirate and the wet-haired girl.
All right.
I liked it.
That was rough. Watching her take that beating on her arm. Ugh.
I just enjoyed I enjoyed the storytelling of that match.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. I think they could have did it without... You're trying to make her a badass. I could have did without some of the interference.
I loved it because now they're introducing these other people into the fold. All right,
too many groups in my opinion, but I was fine with the match.
Shut the fuck up and let me talk.
Oh Jesus!
All right,
because here it comes.
Here comes the pirate. Oh, here's the shit on the pirate.
Yesterday was the first time I've watched NXT in a very long time.
Uh-oh.
This fucking pirate brings the title to the
treasure
ring
chest.
In a treasure chest?
My wife thought that was adorable.
Are you kidding me?
She doesn't bring it to the ring. She takes it out of the treasure chest.
Great.
And then carries it to
Shayna
the ring.
And Shayna Baszler threw her treasure chest and coins fell out? What is this horse shit?
Dude, she's a pirate.
She's a pirate princess.
I don't understand. And she's like a real, like, nautical wizard, apparently, because they dropped that knowledge on you during the pay-per-view. She has, like, awards and stuff of sailing.
Gold medalist.
Don't you dare knock that commentary team.
I'm not knocking the commentary team.
The three of them, Beth Phoenix, this is what Mrs. Ambrose needs to come out of her shell on Raw.
Renee Young.
She needs, thank you. She needs actual people that can play off of her. Beth Phoenix was awesome. Michael Cole was awesome.
Well,
this could be the best combination of commentators they've had, at least in this last year.
This has been the Mae Young Classic
panel, the three of them, right?
Seriously?
I haven't watched an episode.
You see, then sure it has been. Then I should have been watching it because they were amazing together. They played off each other well. They weren't stepping on each other. Nobody was insulting like that fucker that's on Raw every night.
Corey Graves?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was the Mae Young commentating team.
This was Michael the first Cole, match of the Mae Young Classic.
Michael Cole misspoke. And he called Jinder dinner, like he called him dinner by mistake during the finish. And in the middle of the pin, you called him dinner? I'm like, really, dude? You couldn't just fucking let the match finish without being a dick?
I hate the pirate. Just
I loved her. I think she's adorable. I think it's a great
she's
gimmick.
Adorable. I don't. You know what's adorable? Puppies and cats.
Yeah, you know who else isn't adorable? Nia Jax.
All right. Nia Jax won. She won the Battle Royal, though.
Knock, knock.
Is that you called that? Did you predict her last week?
I don't know if I predicted her.
I'm not going to do your knock, knock,
you predicted dickhead. Ember, you predicted Nia, and I predicted Zelina Vega.
And yes. Zelina Vega almost won it.
That was stupid bullshit. That was probably my least favorite match of the night.
What did you think of the Trish Lita match?
Trish was okay. Lita's got to stop that fucking springboard shit off of Trish's back because she's not even trying.
Or they should do it the other way around.
It was horrid.
Because Lita's got a few pounds on Trish. She shouldn't be the one jumping on Trish's back.
Jeez.
No, he's right. And what's safer? What's with the gimmick outfits though? It's like half pantyhose, half jogging like pants.
Well, they're not. Again, I mean, no disrespect, because they're two of the best ever. But they're not super young, dude.
But couldn't they give them better looking outfits?
They probably chose it themselves.
Ugh!
Look,
everyone chooses their gear themselves.
I said it to my wife last night.
My wife,
because we were watching Monday Night Raw, and she was perplexed at the fact that it was the end of Monday Night Raw and Shawn Michaels, Triple H, Undertaker and Kane. She was like, what? I'm like, yeah, I can't.
Yeah, I couldn't either.
But if I look like any of these people when I'm their age, fuck, if I look like them now, I'd be thrilled.
You really have a fucking appearance complex, don't you?
I'm a fucking slob. Look
You're
at me.
You're not a bad looking guy.
You want to kiss, faggot?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Really? What? I thought we're trying to watch ourselves. Sorry. On this show. What? Kratzel opens the door and it's like free season to like make fun of everybody?
Because he like, Kevin, he did this. He slowly turned. He's like, you're not a bad-looking guy.
You're
like,
not.
Real serious, like, look into my eyes. It was uncomfortable.
Because you were getting rayed out over here, like the world was
ending. I'm sorry.
You
made me uncomfortable.
Dude.
You looked into my eye. You saw my soul.
The two
it was
of
bad.
I think for the Christmas episode, you guys should make out for a while. You'd probably both feel better about
yourself. Oh, we got to have a Christmas conversation, too.
Oh, no.
There has to be a no-gift zone. Like, we can't get Kevin a Rusev Day shirt because it's just a waste of our money, and it's just going to sit in his closet. He might even clean his car with it.
All right, we could talk about this later. We have a ton of shit to talk about.
Yeah, you don't wear it, though.
I do.
Oh, well, don't say that because I'll buy you a Rusev Day
no,
shirt.
No, don't. I won't wear that one out of spite.
All right. Did you feel like the tag match hurt with Alexa Bliss being hurt?
No, because
Brink
I tell
every
you,
time I say hurt.
Building up to this point, Alicia Fox was fine. I don't think that botch where she was supposed to break up the pin was entirely her fault, because she was supposed to be selling that she was beat up on the apron, which she was doing as they went into this. She probably could have got up a little more quickly, but I don't think it really hurt the match. I know a lot of people were shitting on her for not breaking it up in time, but I don't think it hurt the match, really.
No, I don't think it hurt the match at all. I was thinking,
I don't even remember it till mentioned it. So
well, there you go.
I think it hurt the match that Alexa was hurt.
Oh, probably.
I think it hurt, like, the aura of the match. I don't think it affected anything inside the ring. Probably would have been a little better if Alexa was there.
Well, the good thing is she was out there and she did get involved, yeah. You know, so they used her.
Now, Tony's favorite squadron of women lost again, the Riot Squad.
I love the Riot Squad.
Yo, Ruby Riot looks like Beaky Buzzard.
All right. No.
No.
She is
no.
smoking hot,
no,
dude.
I'm with Kevin on this.
She looks so... I don't know what they told her to do to herself, but whatever she did, she's looking amazing.
You like that with the shaved head and the real dark, like I don't know, dude.
Yes.
It doesn't do it
yep.
for me. She looked better
yep.
before all that
yep.
shit.
I did.
All
right. Yep.
First
yep.
of all...
Yes. Yep. Yep.
You
yep.
can say whatever you want about me
yep.
finding Nia Jax attractive.
Yep.
You have, like, this weird thing for Dixie Carter.
So what?
Dixie Carter's not an attractive woman. I'm sorry.
I'm in my mid-40s. That's what I find attractive nowadays.
You think Dixie Carter's
I always did.
Thank
what?
You, Kevin.
Who am I doing this show with?
I mean, I haven't yeah. seen her in 6 years, but...
Either has anyone from Impact.
Yeah. Admittedly, dude, Nia does have a little bit of a cockeye going.
No, I looked at a bunch of pictures before.
I've noticed it. She's got a little bit of a cockeye
going. God, we got to stop the shaming on this show.
It's not shaming. It's fact.
It's not a fact.
It's not really
a fact. It's up for debate.
Only her doctor.
You got to bring your work to the table next week work? Or in 2 weeks.
Show your work?
Yeah, show your work.
Show your work, dick.
All right. Well, what else was there?
Okay. So I think I said this to you in text. They're going women's tag team. It's happening.
Oh, because Bayley and Sasha. Because
Bayley and Sasha were. They were dressed very similar.
They all were, though.
I like that match.
No, because Natty wasn't.
Natty, yes, they. Yeah, if you look close, they modeled their gear to look like the pink and the black of Natty, and they did. Trust
right,
me.
But
I didn't notice it until they said it.
Sasha like, and Bayley's were more like.
Well, they've been doing
uniform.
That. They've been doing that forever.
Oh, I usually fast forward through the women's stuff.
They've had matching gear for at least whenever they're on TV, at least like. A couple months.
It's coming, man. And why do they keep teasing the dissension between the two of them?
They're not. Everybody's
but
been
there
saying
was a spot where, what, she was covered and somebody got pushed.
Alicia Fox Snow.
No. Sasha was covering somebody and one of the Riot Squad girls knocked.
That's right. No, I'm mixing up the 5-on-5 from yesterday.
Oh, God.
Yeah, well. Lita's even worse dive.
The Becky Lynch Charlotte Flair match was unbelievable. I'm sorry.
And Becky doesn't give a fuck, and people love the shit out of her for it. And she was even giving what's her name shit, Ronda Rousey, because apparently those two are going to face off at Survivor Series for, survey says, brand supremacy.
What? Well, you can't have them.
No, but Survivor Series has become just another hack show where they're like, everybody from Raw's got to face everybody from SmackDown. Stupid, 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 like Randy Orton says.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Charlotte has to get her win.
Nope. It's over, dude. She's moving on. That's it. Done. Charlotte's going to be feuding with, what other random women are there on SmackDown?
SmackDown? Carmella?
Oh, she's going to be feuding with Carmella because she's got to get up on Carmella first.
I like Carmella as a babyface.
Carmella. She had her little dance spot.
I like her.
She does her
Ivory dance with her.
A little Fortnite gimmick.
Yeah.
I don't understand Michelle McCool.
They're idiots.
No, I just don't get like.
Oh my God.
She's not hot.
All right, she's married to The Undertaker.
I know.
Have you seen Sarah Undertaker?
Are you whispering? She's not here.
Have I seen Sarah Undertaker? It's The Undertaker, Kevin. He's everywhere.
That's a good point. It is Halloween.
He's a dead man.
Have you seen Sarah Undertaker? Have you seen Sarah?
Since like the late.
Do you understand that Taker actually upgraded several levels?
No, I thought Sarah was hot. Sarah,
better body.
Ugh. This is the guy that finds Nia Jax hot.
Listen, this is a wrestling podcast. We talked about.
No, but we're supposed to empower women, so we are. We're building them
good
up.
Good point. Very
we're
good
talking
point.
About women the way they want to be talked about, like men.
You're all beautiful. Wait, what?
No. Hey, man, if we could talk shit about how the men look, we can absolutely talk shit about how the women look.
Sorry, I like Sarah Undertaker much more than Michelle McCool.
Well, now maybe.
Yikes.
Well, back then.
Look at that picture of them, the two of them.
Yeah, that's got to be a fake picture. She looks like an alien.
She looks like Ruby Riott.
What's with you and Ruby Riott?
I don't know, dude. She looks like a pelican.
Sarah Calloway.
Hardy, hardy, hardy. Yikes. And they stuck poor Diamond Dallas Page going after her, who was dating or married to Kimberly at the time.
Ooh.
Yikes.
Love me some Kimberly.
And they wonder why DDP didn't have much success on his first time in the WWE.
Now, before we move on from WWE Evolution, we of course have to talk about Tony's favorite tag team, the Iconics.
Oh, my dude. Worst part of the night. Those two are idiots. I can't believe they put them over in Australia. Those two just need a complete overhaul, like their lives and everything. Complete, absolute overhaul. What were they rubbing their bellies for? Like, two fat guys in a tag team should be rubbing their bellies. Like, Lardo and Nardo, the fat brothers, should be rubbing their bellies.
The Kamalas?
Not these two idiots.
Lardo
yeah.
And Nardo.
Yeah, they were my wrestling tag team.
Nardo and Lardo.
I never told you that?
I totally no-sold.
They were my wrestling tag team when I was a kid. Lardo and Nardo, the fat brothers.
What was the...
They both weighed five... No, Lardo weighed 550 and Nardo weighed 551. Just to be different.
And they just tipped the scales. Huh?
At 1,101 pounds.
All right.
Lardo
and
but Nardo. You saw them. They were rubbing their bellies. It's like, what are they doing? The cool moment, though, was after they threw them out, all the old women were in the center, and the young women surrounded them, and the old women were like, all right, let's do this. And Ivory still looks amazing. I don't care how old
yes,
she is.
Yes, she does.
She looked fantastic.
Yes, she does.
Try to get her on the show.
Oh, we might be able to do that. We should see.
All
right, so yeah, so what did I say? B plus. Overall, it was a really good show. I could do without them lambasting me into like watching all them cry like this was some big moment
for
them.
It was a big moment for them,
dude. I get it, but I don't need to be reminded in between all the matches that it was. I'm watching it. I'm supporting it, dude. Like, what else do I have to do?
Yeah, but you're not the type of fan they're catering to.
No, I love it. I absolutely love the whole emotion of the show. And I think that when something is this big of a deal, and then you fucking piece of shit.
I didn't do it to cheese you off. I did it for ambiance because it's Halloween.
What? We're not a video show. There's no picture.
It's funny though for us.
Matt almost choked.
Dickos. Dicko and sicko.
Who's who?
The asshole, bro.
Take your pick. You guys can choose.
Well, if he's Dicko, I'll be sucko.
Fucking jerk off.
Sucko. Dick, dick, and a dick. Dick, dick, and a dick.
Sucko. Sucko.
It made you feel how important the show was. So I liked it.
No,
yeah,
I liked
but I was
it.
Already I watching it.
Yeah, but they're not catering to you. They're looking for the next, like, belly. Like a little girl.
What, she another girl that looks like a foot?
She doesn't look like a foot. How dare you
fucking Christ,
Bailey.
Tony. You're a real misogynist.
What picture are you holding?
This came out with this, and I never put it back.
Is it a picture of your foot?
No, it's a picture of us, actually, in Lisbon, Portugal. It just happened to be in this bag.
Yeah, Kevin's having, like, a visual over there.
Devil scored. What?
A visual?
Oh, good. The devil scored.
Oh, well, we lost Kevin for the rest of the show.
I did like how the arena was dark and you couldn't see the crowd.
It looked perfect.
It looked great.
Yeah, and the crowd, like, I don't know what the actual attendance was. Did any of you guys get a number on that?
I heard they were sold out.
They
like,
said they were
the
sold out.
I think they did it just for the look.
Okay.
I like the guardrails. I miss the old guardrail setup. I like that it was dark and the focus was on the ring. It reminded me of old MSG shows.
Let's just say...
Let's see.
Even if it wasn't sold out and the attendance was as poor as people were kind of joking about, you couldn't tell because the crowd was fucking
hot
all night.
Shit, dude. They were even hot for the opening match.
Everything. They loved everything.
It was a great show. I enjoyed it a lot.
Wikipedia says 10,900 was
the
attendance.
That's Nassau Coliseum. That's perfect. That's why the Islanders had to move.
Well, there you go. Yep. Well, that was Evolution.
Evolution.
And then they gave us a 5-on-5 on Raw.
Yikes. It was interesting to see Mickey and, not Mickey, excuse me, Lita and Trish again.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess if you have them, you might as well use them.
I
right?
read that they might be moving forward with stuff for them.
Hopefully they give them a podcast like Edge and Christian and be done with them.
No, I mean, like, as regular characters.
Oh, really?
They
got to get some better tights, dude. Shawn Michaels had better tights when he came back with the cross and Jesus on.
Oh, but
his
haircut was atrocious.
Oh, he's better now?
Yeah, he's bald. He looked like the Dutch boy.
He looks like the Crypt Keeper now, dude.
All right. What do you want
him
to do?
Wonky-eyed Crypt Keeper.
Well, I mean, when it starts to go, you got to get rid of it.
I tell you what, though, I shit on the women's 5-on-5. I did like the finishing sequence where they were all hitting their big moves and shit.
Yeah.
When Bailey dropped the elbow. And Sasha did the splash and Natty gave her the heart attack. That was pretty awesome. I like the comeback of the heart attack spot. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I can get down with that.
So maybe when the tag titles become a thing, Natty gets herself a partner. Maybe Beth Phoenix comes back. Maybe they start dropping the heart attack and the glam slam on some bitches.
Well, you're going to have to have a established tag team.
The heart attack into the glam slam. That's got potential, dude.
I don't know what the glam slam is.
Wasn't the glam slam just like the...
But you can't do the heart attack into that.
I thought the glam slam... Was it a press?
It's like a... You have her, like, say... Like
I
a
thought
wheel,
it was
like
more
a,
like
wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
But then you just slam them...
Yeah,
face
but no.
First.
So she could pick him straight up, and Natty hits like an outback jack, like a backward clothesline.
Like a bullseye.
Yeah, man.
Ooh.
So it's you like think? A reverse heart attack, because that's like a bulldog, essentially.
The glam attack or the heart slam.
Yeah,
whatever.
You think if they're going to. If
you're making me slammy.
If this woman's tag team thing is going to happen. It doesn't
Lita
hurt. It doesn't hurt to have an established tag team win and then
the,
have somebody.
The Iconics.
Knock them off their pedestal so you can help build the women's tag team division.
Look. You bitch about the pirate. Why do they keep fucking mentioning this one girl that's a Viking?
Sarah Logan?
Yeah, like, she's a Viking.
Yeah.
She doesn't come to the ring with horns on like the berserker.
She's from Kentucky.
Oh, great. There's lots of Vikings in Kentucky, Kev. Oh, the Viking. Oh, the Viking.
No.
Oh, the Viking.
Don't ruin my fucking shit.
You said Kentucky, all matter of fact.
Yeah, well, they're giving her backstory.
The University of Kentucky Vikings.
Look, as much as I don't like the pirate, she still has a stupid...
The University of Kentucky aren't... They're not the Vikings.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
Kentucky Wildcats?
Yeah. I'm like, wait a minute, no.
I was trying to see how long I could get him
to go. He went to Seton Hall, and he likes the college basketball, so he
I like
that.
The pirate. Maybe that's the thing.
There you go.
You like college basketball?
I kind of did. Not anymore. I used to go to the games and make fun of the players.
Seton Hall games?
Of course.
All right.
Onward Setonia.
I'm a big Seton Hall
Remember
fan.
Chubbs, the guy that used to run around with the flag?
Oh, yeah.
Go Hall!
Yeah.
Chubbs. Remember Gyrating Joe?
Gyrating Joe. That was,
see,
yeah.
There you go.
Great. Gyrating Joe.
The manager, Lardo and Nardo.
Located in beautiful South Orange, New Jersey. Charlie Haas, Seton Hall.
Yeah.
That's right.
In your face!
That's right.
Him and Russ.
R.I.P.
All right, so what's the big takeaway from Monday Night Raw?
It was bad. It was not a good show. The Undertaker DX shit at the end where, like, kind of suckered the Undertaker in and then he sat up. Dean Ambrose making... Yo, you want to talk about grumpy face that your girl Ronda Rousey makes? What the fuck was Jon Moxley doing?
He was snarling.
Oh, my God. It was horrible.
Snarl.
And I'm sorry, Seth Rollins... Great talent. He is still pretty much dog shit on the microphone. He is not good on the microphone.
So you did not like Monday Night Raw.
I did not. Lashley getting into the tournament now. Because
who else were you putting in the tournament?
No, I don't care, dude. I really just don't fucking care. I heard Daniel Bryan might be out too, dude.
He is out.
Oh, my God. I don't even fucking care. Wait a minute. All right, no, you keep going. I'll pull it up.
I got to know what you don't care about.
I don't care about Lashley. I don't care about Leo Rush in that role. Kevin's favorite tag team, the Glorious Idiots, won a triangle match or a three-way match, whatever you want to call it, with the AOP and Connor and Victor of all teams, for God's sakes. What are they doing with the tag division? Are these idiots in the Shield still tag champs? I don't know. Sucker had snap at the end. Somebody must have had cheese for dinner.
2-0 Devils.
Jesus.
I don't care.
Oh, God. What else was hard on the show? Oh, no. Elias?
You are.
Elias?
You're really, really hard on the show.
I didn't mean to say hard. God, I suck.
Elias won with the drift away.
I do like the way they're going with it. Oh, Elias beat Jinder. That was it. When he called him dinner. Ugh. God.
All right.
The women's tag match, the final sequence was great. The match itself was okay.
How'd you feel about Brock being there?
I do like how Heyman shut what's-his-name down.
Baron Corbin.
Yes. I didn't like how Brock got goaded into giving Corbin another slam because you knew Brock was just going to beat him up for it.
You mean Braun?
No, Brock beat up Braun.
No, but Braun beat up Corbin.
Yeah, but then Brock beat him up for it. Like
but you said I didn't like how Brock got goaded into beating up Corbin, giving him another slam.
Oh, never. You know what I meant, though.
Okay, I'm just making sure
Strike
we're on
that,
the same
reverse
page.
Reverse it. Okay. What else was there? Oh, were you a little bothered by the Get Well Roman stuff?
The opening of the show was like, I did not expect that, and it was very...
Like, I appreciate...
Very the feels.
Yeah, I know. Like...
I thought they were going to go, like... I thought it was going to be, like, that, and then, like, a bam, and then, like, a weird turn, and they show, like, Dean Ambrose hitting dirty deeds on Seth Rollins, kind of making that the focal point, but
oh, they
wasn't.
Did later on. But having all those sick kids, like, you know, like, oh, we're with you, Roman. Like, oh, man.
Yeah,
it was
a bit much.
It was hard, dude. It was hard to watch that stuff. I can't, like the poor little kid that had the thing in his nose.
Yeah, I don't want, again, I said it before, I don't want to see that. That's why I watch professional wrestling.
I know, I get, but it's a necessary thing, dude. Like, I get that they did it, and I get that they have to do it,
I think that this has to be the last time. Like, I know it just happened last week, So I'll give him a pass for doing it today, but Kev, you should let it.
Three times they went back to showing Roman Reigns.
And they showed it on NXT and 205 Live.
Five times. That's a little much,
it's
dude. Got,
if it, it's to the point where, listen, I know they're trying, they mean well and all this stuff, but now, like, you run the risk of being called
exploitative,
which everyone thought that they did in the first place. I did not.
But little
no,
Connor?
They're getting there though.
But if this week you got a week, you got it out. It's a week old. I don't mind that they did it on the shows.
Yeah, like
this
you
week.
Can't be playing this shit at Crown Jewel on Friday.
And you
you could say Braun had. You can say Braun had to give up the title, and this is why we're here, and this is why well, we're
Roman.
We're
what are you having a stroke over there?
No,
you said
all right,
Braun
I agree
had to
with
give
that.
Up the title,
so it has
the
to.
What fuck are you talking about? I know, Kevin, I'm wrong.
Now, if they want to do periodic updates, where like because they do that with everything else, like a surgery sure. or like this and that, but they gotta it. This part of it, the saying the leukemia words, showing all this, has to end now, or else they're gonna run the risk of. Being accused of just...
Yeah, the only time they should really bring it up again is either give a status or when Roman comes back.
Yeah, you know? Agreed.
Right, because then that tells... I fucking get all saddled in. My wife's working at the restaurant.
It's depressing, dude.
I'm
going to
watch Raw. I put
it.
Raw on. 2 minutes in, I got tears in my eyes. I'm yep. like, what the fuck?
Dude, I was choking up watching those kids. Like,
we didn't even get to the kids yet. He's hugging everyone backstage. I'm like, this is so sad. And then the kids, I'm like, fuck this. Seriously, what the fuck? Why you got to... mess with my emotions.
But feels aside, Raw was pretty rough to watch.
Raw
week.
Was rough to watch. They
Raw
didn't do anything
rough.
For you. Every time they mentioned the Crown Jewel, the whole crowd booed. Same thing at WWE Evolution.
And they did nothing to advance the whole thing with Seth and Dean on top of it. On top of it, they did nothing to advance it.
Oh, shit. What
and
else?
Stupid Undertaker shit.
Match.
Dolphin, what's his name? We're talking some shit. Apollo Crews, your boy, got in some offense.
The Lucha House Party
oh,
made their debut.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What?
You're praising women. We're breaking down walls. You have New Day in a commercial saying that we're going to fight hate because you know they don't like the Hulk Hogans anymore. They're talking about...
Why'd you say it like that?
Because we're erasing the hate, and we're breaking down walls, and we're breaking down barriers. Then they bring out these three fucking cocksuckers doing the fucking lucha dance with a piñata! With a pinata. Why didn't they bring him out on John Deere's, do I ask?
Because it's a house party.
Because it's ridiculous.
No, what
it's
do you... You never went to a birthday party where there was a pinata?
No.
Kev.
Not an
there's
adult
three Mexicans
one.
Bringing down a pinata. Come on.
But their gimmick is it's a house party.
Yeah, but if you're... I mean,
it's hard. It's easier to bring out a pinata than it is a keg of beer.
Would you have felt the same way if New Day came out with, say, a bucket of chicken?
That,
you see what I mean?
I don't see the same correlation.
And that's the problem, dude. That's the problem.
What are you saying?
Because it's three luchadors. Like, oh, they're fun, and piñatas are fun. It's not. It's the same shit, dude.
They had, like, the noisemakers on 205 Live.
You
see those?
But you can't.
It's a party.
You can't do that and then have erase the hate. You cannot do that. Foul. Bad. Tweet, tweet. Blow the whistle. Throw the flags. It's terrible. Come on. Am I wrong?
I'm not... I really didn't look at it that way. I think it was more of a disservice that they beat the Revival.
All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. I forgot that little detail about it. Yes, they built up the Revival in an amazing match with Ziggles and Claymore a few weeks ago. And then they're jobbing to the pinata guys.
It's just weird what they're doing with the tag team division. Like, we get it, Gable
and
Oh, wait,
Rude. This erase the hate thing is a real thing?
Oh, yeah, dude.
I didn't see that.
They but that's the thing. And, like, what's... What's New Day been touting against? They've been like, we don't like Hulk Hogan. We don't want him back. And then they're talking
They
about,
never said that.
I thought they did. I thought they turned their backs on him.
Titus O'Neil and like... No, they definitely never said that.
It wasn't just Titus, though. I thought Kofi was in on
Kofi
that.
Put out a statement, but I don't necessarily... They didn't accept his apology.
That was it.
No, the whole thing about the shaking the hands... was blown out of proportion. That they didn't shake his hand. That was blown out of proportion. Because
all right, I'll take your word for it. But I find it pretty hypocritical that they're doing erase the hate and that they're putting women on the same level as men because men suck and women rule. And then you have the luchadors coming out with a pinata. Like,
It's a house party. It's like that's the only
then
thing.
They should have had glow sticks and techno music.
I'm trying to get inside their head.
Man, whatever. I don't like it. Raw was bad. I give Raw an F-.
F minus.
F minus. Well, you know what? I'll give it a D because there was Elias saved it. There you go.
Wow, F minus.
Elias and the ending of the women's match saved it for me.
What about the Nia Jax beating Ember Moon?
Ugh.
And then her and Tamina having a little face off.
And then Tamina smirked. Are they just going to make out? Like, is that where they're going?
Why is every time we talk about women, you always assume they're going to make out?
Because I'm hypocritical. I make fun of the New Day, and I make fun of the Luchadors, and now I hate women. There you go.
All right.
Well, Tamina and Nia are probably going to become a women's tag team. There you go.
Well, Nia's got the future shot at the Raw Women's Championship.
And Ember Moon's going to cost her that because Nia's been messing with her way too much.
Ooh.
It advanced nothing, though. It advanced nothing. Great. Ember Moon challenged you, and you squashed her, and you had a staring contest with Tamina. Whoop-de-doo.
So the go-home show for the Crown Jewel was
which they again did not announce where it was taking place, and they quietly threw John Cena out of the tournament. So,
well, he said he wasn't going. So, well,
all right, hold on. Let me. I got the New Day statement here.
Oh, we're going back to this.
Yeah,
because I want to make sure that I'm right in what I'm saying, and I don't.
Yeah,
think
we got to get
was
to Halloween Havoc yet.
We got a lot to cover still.
Well, I know.
They won't associate with the wrestling legend until a genuine effort to change is made. All right, so. Yeah, so I guess they didn't not accept the apology, but they didn't think it was that genuine. So that's fair. All right, I'm sorry.
Whatever.
All right, well, Jesus, I'm trying to do two things at once here. Crown Jewel does take place Friday afternoon, high noon here in the United States of America. It is taking place in Saudi Arabia at the King Saud University Stadium. Bitches. And your card looks like this as of right now. We do not have SmackDown. Well, it's not even SmackDown time yet. SmackDown is not on, but we are under the assumption, Sports Illustrated put it out early this morning, and I want to say PW Insider confirmed it, as well as the Wrestling Observer. Daniel Bryan, will not be making the trip to the Saudi Arabia. Rumored to take his place of Rusev. That's what we heard. But this is what it's looking like. Brock Lesnar, Braun Strowman.
Want to do picks?
Yeah. Let's bang it out.
Braun. No question, no doubt. It's Braun's time.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Braun.
Devils 3-1.
No. 2-1. 2-1. Tampa got one back.
No distractions.
Tampa.
I want to say Braun, but I'm thinking something sneaky's in the works, and Brock is back, and he's going to be the champ.
Sneaky Pete. We don't know who AJ is defending against, but I'm assuming he's going to win.
Rusev Day!
Because this is going to set up AJ and Daniel Bryan at Survivor Series.
Okay.
Well, they don't do the champ versus champ at Survivor Series for them?
They might. They probably might. Will.
You never know. But, I mean, you can't just not have this feud not go anywhere.
Oh, great. Braun versus AJ. That's a barn burner.
It's like AJ
versus Braun burner.
It's like AJ versus Brock last year.
I'll give you that one. That was good.
Thank you. DX against the Brothers of Destruction.
Shit! There was a Kevin Garifo-worthy pun on Raw that I forgot about. I may have to bring it up to a D+. When the Undertaker goes,
Oh, error. An error.
What happened?
We called it the end of an era, but for DX, it's also the end of an error.
Undertaker said that? Undertaker's got jokes?
For days, apparently.
All right. New days.
All right. DX against the Brothers of Destruction.
Ah, fuck. I don't
care. It's definitely got to be Undertaker.
Play the I don't care.
It's got to be Undertaker Kane.
Undertaker Kane?
I think so, too.
The Bar against the New Day.
Bar.
We are the Bar.
We need some Bar.
Yeah, please let the Bar retain.
I'm closing the Bar.
Wait, the Bar's the champs?
Yeah. Yes.
Swish.
All right. This is what your World Cup looks like. These are your first round matchups.
Oh, we're going to pick all the matches?
Yes!
On the Raw side, Rollins against Lashley and Kurt Angle against Ziggles.
It's going to be Rollins Angle. And Angle. Yeah.
Yep. All right. On the SmackDown side, Hardy and The Miz, Mysterio and Orton.
Miz and Mysterio.
Yep.
Okay. And then the semifinals would be
Rollins and Angle.
Yeah, it's going to be Mysterio and Angle in the final.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
It's going to be Rollins.
They love Mysterio.
It's going to be Rollins
and Miz. Really?
Mysterio is back full time.
I got Kurt Angle up on Mysterio. No, you know what?
It's got to be Rollins.
Yeah, because you know what? They might not like the All-American going over in Saudi Arabia. I'm going with Mysterio.
I'm going with
Rollins wins it.
I'm going nostalgia. I say Kurt Angle wins it.
All right. That would have been my choice until I realized they were in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
All right. So that's the crown jewel. Be sure.
That's it?
Oof.
It's a whole, those are like six matches in that tournament.
There's seven matches in that tournament.
Good luck, bro.
Well, that'll be Friday afternoon, so we'll definitely be talking about that next week. Do you want? Can we take a quick break?
We can take a quick break.
Before we get into a little Impact NXT 205 Live. Then Halloween Havoc 1990. And if we get to it, I'd like to talk a little Ring of Honor Survival of the Fittest, which is happening this weekend, and New Japan Pro Wrestling Power Struggle, which is also taking place this weekend. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after these messages.
Tony here. Sorry, always wanted to do that, even though I wind up doing that every week. But guys, you know, the holidays are just around the corner. Christmas time, Hanukkah time, Kwanzaa time, whatever time. You're going to be doing your online shopping through Amazon. Why not do it through us? Go to amazon.shiningwizards.com, click on your country's banner, and when you shop, we get a little bit of the cut that Amazon would normally take. Now, you're not paying anything extra, but their profits get a little bit into our pockets, and we keep this gravy train rolling. So this year, when Santa's coming down the chimney and you're not getting credit for what you bought, you can have a smile on your face when you realize that your purchases help to support the Shining Wizards.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the Impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at Inconclusive Pod or Facebook.com/Inconclusive Breakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
We're the Jersey Wrecking Crew, and we approve this message. Even though many of you believe that we're living in an ununified country where the main question is whether to kneel or stand, you'll never have to worry about the Jersey Wrecking Crew. Because we're up all night.
Too sweet.
No, it's one sweet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Listen to the Jersey Wrecking Crew on the High Spot Podcast with brand new episodes every Friday on the Shining Wizards and B-plus Player Radio Network.
All right.
And we're back.
Kevin knocked over King Kong Bundy and Big John Studd. What are you looking at? Don't touch my paperwork.
Oh, sorry. Jeez. Somebody all took right. notes on this shit?
Of course I took notes on this shit. I take this show seriously.
Turn the mic
I take
on.
Notes on that shit.
Turn my mic on.
Turn my mic on.
We are back. Again, we just want to give special thanks to our guest in the first half of the show, Mr. Jerry Lynn at It's Jerry Lynn. He's got a brand new podcast. It's dropping tomorrow everywhere where podcasts are available. I already subscribed in iTunes Front Row Material. It's Jerry Lynn, Mikey Whipwreck, and Mike Freeland talking ECW and all things pro wrestling. Highly recommend you check it out. Special thanks to at Jerry Lynn for joining us at It's Jerry Lynn on Twitter. Give him a follow. We are upward and onward in the Shining Wizards experience here.
Experience?
Yeah, this is an experience right here.
It sure is.
And for those of you out here that support us on the Patreon, we want to take a minute to thank you. Do you have a Patreon list?
I do if it ever opens because I'm running 17 different pieces of software here.
Tony's doing it all tonight.
Ah, here we go. Here we want to thank our Patreon producers, of course. Wait, it's Arden?
Ardone.
Fuck! You got it right last week.
I know. Abigail, Cindy Ardone, Dan Rusinello, who is not his brother Anthony, and they're not twins.
They are brothers, but
they're
not twins.
They are brothers, but they're not twins. Kathy Hummer, of course. Kratzo, who we spoke to earlier tonight. Jesse the Body Bowman, Mike Martinelli, and Sean Toe. Did I say Kathy Hummer? She gets another thank you anyway. Thank you guys for helping us, supporting us, keeping this gravy train rolling. Don't forget, if you want to be part of the team, all it costs you is a dollar. That's all we're asking for. But we got plenty of other options available. You can become a producer. You can become an investigator. Ask us questions. Call in segments. Banners. Emails. Head on over to patreon.com/wizardspodcast. Get all your information there. It's Christmas time. You know what? Maybe there's a wrestling fan in your life.
It's a Halloween show, Tony.
Well, it's holiday time.
Okay.
Who gives a shit? Are you buying people Halloween stuff like Christmas? Support us on Patreon. There you go.
There it is.
Give it to a friend.
Steal these LJNs, though.
Steal these nuts.
Ooh. All right. We're going to blow through. We're going to talk a little NXT. We're going to talk some 205 Live, a little Impact. Then we're going to get to the main event, Halloween Havoc 1990. Kevin, let's start with 205 Live. Took place in Newark last week. Tony, if you want to ask any questions, please feel free.
Well, first question is, anybody need a beverage? Because I need a beverage.
I just got one. These are delicious but dangerous, so just a heads up.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm going to get into dangerous territory.
Oh, yeah. Jack Daniels, watermelon punch. Check it out. It is like...
Tony, are you the mayor of dangerous territory?
Well, I'm the mayor. Well, I'm the mayor. I'm the mayor of dangerous territory. I'm Tony. I'm Tony. I'm a stupid idiot.
Ooh. Ooh, Kevin.
I've had like 7 Bud Lights already.
Oh.
I'm Tony. Well, I'm the mayor.
Did he say I'm Tony? I'm stupid.
I'm a stupid idiot. I don't know where that came from.
All right, let's blow through 205 Live, the 100th
episode.
Time to
choke Kevin out.
That's why. What is that, a mouse?
What?
No. Does the mouse control the fog machine?
No.
It's like a foot pedal.
All right. The fog.
I am King Diamond! Oh, you want me to turn off the lights and put on the strobe light?
Nope, yes. Not even a little
Absolutely.
Bit.
Absolutely.
Oh, fuck
we
you
gotta
guys.
We got to go strobe light for 205 Live.
All right,
the 100th episode took place right in our backyard, Newark, New Jersey.
We did not go.
We did not go. We did a show last week
with
Ian Riccoboni and Jimmy Rave.
You should listen
you could
to
listen
that.
Now
ah,
to
fuck.
At theshiningwizardsnetwork.com. Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Send me with the smoke. Give me the smoke now. Smoke it up. Smoke it up. Kevin's going to have a seizure, everybody. Kevin's having a seizure.
No, seriously, this is freaking me out, dude. Kevin. Turn it off. Yo, I'm dead serious.
Oh, look at Kevin's freaking out. Kevin is going to freak out. Going Kevin's going blind. Oh, man. Kevin's sensitive to the light. Don't look at the lights. Oh, that's good. Keep it like this. Nice.
You decided to put everything directly in my fucking face.
Well, you should have thought about that when you decided that was
that was my seat.
Chair.
I had no choice in the matter.
Oh, no, I liked it a little dim, a little spooky scary.
Oh, my God.
That was fun. You should have periscoped that shit.
Periscope.
Paige here.
Can I get through 205
yeah, please,
live?
Come on, we're running out of real estate here.
Mike Kanellis made his debut. He beat Lince Dorado in what I thought was an excellent match.
Did he have a pinata with him at ringside?
No, there was no pinata.
No, they had the click clackers, the noisemakers. I love 205 live. I love the direction.
Who am I, Blue
going.
Demon? Is this Blue Demon?
Yeah, it looks Blue Demon-ish.
Numero uno, Shining Wizard.
And then, of course, we had Mustafa Ali, who defeated... what the fuck?
Hideo Itami. No, it was Hideo Itami in a false count anywhere match.
Would you consider Kamala defeated?
He hasn't even touched his Jack Daniels watermelon punch yet.
It's a knock, full knock. That's a full bottle.
Knock.
Will you? We have to get through this.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Nia Jax.
Nia Jax who?
Nia Jax off when she's thinking of.
God, you really had to get that in.
He wasn't going to stop.
You really had to get that shit in.
I wrote that yesterday. You should have no-sold it.
God.
All right. Are you done?
Yes.
Are you done? Can we talk about how great this Mustafa Ali Hideo Itami Falls Count Anywhere match was?
Yes, it was awesome.
It was awesome.
Told you.
I love how I love the Mustafa Ali push and eventually him versus Nice next week.
For the number one contendership.
And I like that they're getting behind Nice now, too. I love everything they do about 205 Live. They cycle people in. It's kind of like NXT, I guess, where you don't see the same people every week in the ring, but yet you don't forget about them because there's promos. There's the Instagram selfie videos or Twitter things that like Leo Rush does and the video that the promo that Brian Kendrick did promoting him versus Jack Gallagher next week. And I'm a big 205 Live now guy, and it doesn't hurt that former guest of the show, Mike Bennett, Mike Kanellis, is on 205 Live now, and I'm always been a big fan of his. So I'm excited about 205 Live. I can't wait to watch tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely go out of your way. Watch that Hideo Itami Mustafa Ali match. Mustafa Ali
450 on the old apron,
off the top rope,
off the top
the table
rope.
For the win,
for the dubs.
Yeah.
That's right.
Big match. So Mustafa Ali, Tony Nese this week, and Brian Kendrick, Jack Gallagher. We turn our attention to NXT.
Big news.
The first
NXT.
Time I've watched NXT in quite a long time, I'm sad to say. We got Adam Cole and EC3. With EC3, looks like he's going hot dog skin Hulk Hogan style.
Yeah, he's a tan man.
Super tan. But he gets the win over Adam Cole with a schoolboy.
Surprising.
Yeah, I was surprised to see that too. And then they beat the piss out of him. And
were you thinking? Am I the only one that at some point thought Bobby Fischer was going to turn on them?
I think it's inevitable.
I don't want him to, though.
I don't want him to either, but I think only time will tell before he does. You saw him smash EC3's knee with the chair, and they were kind of, the other guys in the Undisputed Era were surprised and happy, but you could also sense that they were a little uneasy about him taking those actions, almost like Tony just walking right there.
Yeah, Tony's very
uneasy. Trying to get down to the chair. Mia Yim made her NXT debut. I love Mia Yim.
Super happy.
I think
for
it
her.
Goes with my Asian chick fetish thing.
But she's but long like overdue for that.
I don't like the pirate. I think Mia Yim is beautiful. Her eyes, oh man. Gino Gatz, hook me up.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
Hey, what do
Look,
you hear?
If
what
he could be a creep on Facebook, I can be a creep on the podcast.
That's right.
I'm just teasing. Don't get all butt hurt. They did that cool Lacey Evans thing, where they're kind of focusing on her character development, and I don't know much about Lacey Evans, but the way they just showed it was awesome.
Yeah, because I remember when she first started coming in, she's former military, or maybe active. I'm not 100% sure, but then she would come out in like the military gear and stuff like that, like sexy hot like USO like fucking. Entertainer shit, and now they're kind of getting away from that, but not this video brought it back into the forefront, and I like Lacey Evans a lot, and I think they have a lot of plans for her.
Yeah, you can see they did the thing with Bianca Belair too, where she's yelling.
I love Bianca
Belair.
She's yelling
at Steven Regal that she's undefeated and she wants a shot. So they're building. They have to build the women's division, right?
It's pretty good right now.
No, but I mean. Kairi Sane and Shayna Baszler are your top dogs, and they've been it for the past 6 months, give or take.
Yeah, basically.
You know, they were in the finals of the first Mae Young Classic, then Shayna beat Ember, then Kairi beat Shayna, and now it's back on Shayna. Does Kairi chase, or is that done, and are we going to see one of these new women that they're featuring?
I think you got to give Kairi one more go.
Cassius Ohno beat Justin Xavier. Me and Kevin talked about it in the car. Cassius Ohno looks like he ate another person.
Yeah, dude, he's huge.
I
love Cassius Ohno.
I love him. Props to him for wearing the tights. Because his legs look at this picture. You see that picture there?
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot going on in that area right there.
It's not, but it's all, he's all belly too, dude.
But he beat Justin Xavier, and he's yelling, this isn't what I asked for. He doesn't want Xavier. You know, are you happy? And then after the match, Nikki Cross comes out, and she's yelling and screaming that she's got a secret, or that he's coming. So we have that going on.
Wait, was Nikki Cross Crazy Mary?
No.
Okay, that was two different women. Okay.
Yes.
She got released, I think, eventually.
Crazy Mary Dobson?
I believe so.
Let me look this up real fast.
Like a while ago. I could be wrong, but I thought she got let go.
I need to start watching.
We do this every time. We have the... It's the...
Oh, don't worry about it. Prince
no, I got it. Sarah Logan is Crazy Mary Dobson.
Oh, I was way off then. All right.
All right. Nikki Cross is... Nikki Cross, you would know by her independent name. She was Nikki Storm.
There you go. Devin's sister.
Wow, I forgot that Sarah Logan was Crazy Mary
Tim's niece.
Nikki Cross is yelling, he's coming, he's coming. Matt Riddle, he makes his debut next week on NXT TV, so that should be awesome.
Yes.
Stephen Regal comes to the ring to end NXT. He's going to make an announcement about the NXT Championship. Ciampa joins him. Velveteen Dream interrupts. Lars Sullivan interrupts. Dream and so Sullivan. Sullivan puts him in like a chokehold. Nikki Cross comes out of nowhere, and she's going, he's here, he's here. And Aleister Black showed up, and he was not having it. He beat the piss out of everybody. And just when you thought he was going to get his hands on Stephen Regal, Johnny Gargano slides in the ring, super kick, heel turn. And he picks up the mic and he says, I'm right here. Mic drop.
Swerve.
Johnny Gargano, full heel turn.
Tony doesn't care.
Tony doesn't even give a shit.
Oh, no.
Johnny Gargano.
I get it.
He's the Tommy Dreamer of NXT, and now he's a bad guy.
Now he's a heel. And Tommaso Ciampa is showing him love. Love on the Twitter machine.
I'd love to see them back together as a badass heel tag team.
So that was NXT. I am excited to watch more NXT.
I'm pumped, man.
Tomorrow night. And I like that we're covering NXT and 205 Live, and hopefully this is a constant thing.
I'm watching every. I'm all in now, dude. I'm all in.
Kevin's all in. Tony, you all in?
Because I watched NXT UK. I watched.
Wasn't all in a couple months ago.
Tony was all in on Impact.
You idiot.
Yeah, Impact.
You idiot.
What do you got for me?
Come on, bro.
Don't punch out. Come on.
It was better than Raw.
You watched Impact.
He's waiting for Halloween Havoc.
I know he is, but I know he watched. Impact, because we talked about this.
I did.
Let me talk to you about Scarlett Bordeaux. She licked her hand, and then she rubbed it over her titty.
She's a waste of time.
She's sexy as fuck.
She's a waste of time. She's those idiots. I'm going to make a pot of coffee. Who gives a shit? I don't care.
Why don't you send
my
them a video?
My jokes don't go over. I don't care.
You send a video. Maybe you can get the Shining Wizards on Impact.
She put out on Twitter that she got her first dick video. So I said, send those over to at Shining Wizards Kevin.
Did you really? Fuck. That's something he would do, though.
But you're at Kevin Garifo. You're not at Shining Wizards Kevin.
Yeah, and she's not
on Instagram. I am.
Well, and she's not going to send over a dick video to you, Kevin. Please, you're not that high on her chain of command.
You don't know.
She's
that.
She's like, oh shit, batten down the hatches.
You don't know. You don't know what my relationship
Shining
is
Wizards.
With Scarlett.
Fair enough. All right. Fair
Shining
enough.
Wizards Kevin wants dick pics. We gotta stop the presses.
Sami Callihan beat Truck Driver. Kevin Garifo,
yes.
Truck Driver, Kevin Lee.
Yes.
And
good
Trevor
match.
Lee, excuse me. Scarlett Bordeaux was there for the match, and then she took off.
She's an idiot. And Don Callis drooling over her was just yuck.
Why?
Because stupid.
She's hot, bro.
I don't give a fuck. Nobody cares.
All right.
She'd be like, Josh Matthews, be a eunuch and pay her no mind.
Brian Cage comes out afterwards, hits him with the F5, and the Criss brothers pulled Callahan out of the ring. So
one of them's in love with him, isn't he?
Jake.
Yeah.
He'll be calling in later.
At
9 o'clock hour.
We're still going with this LAX OGs thing, I guess.
It's so dumb. And he's like, I got an idea.
Yeah, he's gonna do something.
Why would the thugger bugger like captains or whatever, the what they call them? The council?
The bosses.
Why would the bosses still give them a piece of New York if they got defeated in the board match? That
I don't
makes
know,
no cause sense.
Because they manned up and they owned it. They lost it.
Whatever.
They took it.
Whatever. That shit should have been over. The OGs won. That should have been it. That's my opinion. Whatever.
LAX beat the Bodies in a non-title match. Heavenly Bodies. Eli Drake was on commentary.
Dummy. Yeah.
He's
gold. I don't
he's
like
awesome.
I don't like the lawsuit shit. I think that storyline's always stupid, but I love me some Eli Drake.
I got a kick out of it. I thought the Bodies looked good.
Thought it was a great match.
I thought Eli Drake was funny saying he didn't know who they were, even though he's done a bunch of stuff with them.
Yeah, that was good.
Eli Drake is good. I'm with you, Tony. He's gold.
The one thing I still don't like, that ring is way too small for the shit that they've been
trying to do.
It
seemed like super small, right?
Especially, like, you got LAX and the bodies in there. Like, those are, like, big guys, comparatively speaking.
It was a smaller ring. It was,
It's the ring they've been using since the pay-per-view. Like, all the shit they've been doing in New York. Because
it's a WrestlePro ring.
It's all the stuff from the tapings.
It's just tiny, dude.
It is small. It looked really small
this
week.
I think it might be a 16 by 16.
It's not. It's 16 by 16 was a... What, no, wait. WCW was 18. I don't know if that's a 16, dude. That looks really small for a 16.
Well, they don't come much smaller.
You can get a 14 or a 12.
No, you cannot.
I've seen 4x4, Kevin. You want to look up the kid toucher? What's his name? Don't say it.
Buck Zumhoff?
Yes, Buck Zumhoff.
A 4x4.
Oh, pull it up on YouTube when you're bored. We're running out of time.
Yeah, but we've also seen a fucking amateur wrestling mat with a Nikolai Volkoff match.
He's got you there.
So it doesn't necessarily mean they exist all over the place.
Well...
I got to check. I think it was a 16 by 16.
It looked really small.
It just looks terrible.
Well, I mean,
small.
That's what the standard sizes that we always hear about are 20-20, 18-18.
20-20 is not even a standard size.
It's a larger ring.
That's a big ring.
Well, what does WWE use?
They use the 20. WCW used to use an 18.
It used to use
ring.
The 18. This
and
was
that's an extra step.
This
that's
was probably
an extra
a 16.
Step when you're running the ropes. I don't know.
It
looks
tiny.
Small.
Especially, I think, the way they set it up with the crowd so close to it, too.
And the camera
angle.
The camera angle is like right on the apron too, like the way it's like zoomed on the ring. It just looks small, dude.
I'm pretty sure they have one of each. They have an 18 and they have a 16. This was probably the 16.
I wonder what they did with their six-sided rings if they still have them. Be interested to know.
Jeff Jarrett's got them.
In my day. Never mind.
What is this Gamma Singh thing? It was dumb.
Stupid waste of fucking time, breath, energy, and food.
The Desi Hit Squad.
The Desi Hit Squad's done.
Well, that's why they're...
Now they're, like, rebooting it with his son and some other dude.
And the dude, like, beat him up and then gave him a hug?
Yeah. I was not into it. Not
Eddie Edwards' wife hates him. He went up on the roof chasing after Moose. And he stuck Lucille or whatever her name is in the dirt. And she's like, you're fucking crazy. He's like, I'm not crazy. Everything's... No, you're fucking crazy. And she left him on the roof.
Moose and Killer Cross beat Fala and KM.
Yeah, you know what's fucked up?
What?
Like, Moose gets chased out or pulled out or whatever.
You get chased out by Eddie Edwards.
Yeah, and then Killer Cross still wins?
Yeah, well, he spent the majority of... They beat up Fala Ba for quite a bit of time.
It's a big boy.
Yeah.
And then once KM got in, he got put in the choke. He got choked out.
What did Moose say to Fala when he had him in the corner?
Called him a fat piece of shit. Disgusting fat piece of shit.
Something like that. He was talking some shit.
Yeah, they bleeped out the shit part. Killer Cross is gonna be a star.
Yeah, I don't like the spiritual Moose either. Yeah.
You don't like that Moose? You don't like?
Like that they call him Douche.
You don't like 1980s drug dealer Moose?
He reminds me of
Dinner Mahal.
No, when Eddie Murphy was dressed up in Trading Places when they were on the train.
It's beef jerky time.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. Merry New Year. It's beef jerky time.
Fala's over like a motherfucker.
Yeah, I might have to take back that whole heel thing that we talked about a few weeks ago. He might be stuck in that babyface role now.
No,
Soo Young beat Kira Hogan.
More
it was a decent match, but the stuff with Ali, I think Don Callis and Josh Matthews could have done a much better job of selling us that she saw something in Soo Young or there's there.
It's kind of hard to polish that turd, dude.
Fair
it's
enough.
Pretty rough.
What turd?
The turd of them all being from another realm now, rubbing each other and stuff.
And then the main event.
Or rubbing themselves.
Johnny Impact retained against Phoenix in an awesome match.
Great match. Love
Phoenix
that match.
Phoenix is amazing.
His fucking dives, when he takes to the air, dude, he's smooth as silk.
Smooth as silk. And then post-match, the OGs attacked Phoenix.
I like it.
To try and get Conan to break the ceasefire, but Pentagon Jr. made the save.
And he didn't come out with a pinata either.
He came out with a chair. And then as the show was wrapping up, they cut backstage to Killer Crossing. All roads lead to him. And as he walked away, Johnny Impact was laid out with the title belt on top of him and Killer Cross's signature card. Killer Cross is going to be the Impact champion. I'm a huge fan. I think he's awesome. That was Impact. At 10 o'clock.
Yeah, new
You don't
time.
Like Killer Cross?
Not sold yet.
Yeah, I'm kind of like about him too.
Really? He's got the look. He can talk. I love it.
He looks like two... like bland for me.
What are you bland? He's fucking.
Yeah, there's something missing.
He's
with
covered
him.
In creepy tattoos.
And but he's just what he comes.
You're
out
covered
with like
in creepy tattoos too. That doesn't mean you should be Impact Champion.
I'm out of shape though.
Listen, I'm not saying anything bad about the guy. I just don't. Just like, you know, Rusev, I don't think he's a top guy. That's me. Who the fuck am I? Nobody.
Stop looking at notes, because you might steal my thing that I have for the end of the show.
What
are we
notes?
Doing that end thing?
If we have time.
All right, well, let's go.
But you know what time it is?
Oh, man.
It is time.
Ooh. We should be putting this shit on Facebook.
It is time.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
For the Wizards Rewind.
Oh, whoa. God. All that for that.
Back to 1990, WCW's Halloween Havoc, still under the NWA banner.
That's right.
Took place October 27th, Chicago, Illinois, the UIC Pavilion. 8,000 people in attendance. Tagline?
By God!
Terror rules the ring.
That's right.
And it sure did.
If you watch this on the WWE Network, it was exactly the same as the videotape that was released by WCW NWA. It missed about 5 matches.
Wow.
It
was still too long.
You missed nothing.
Yeah.
Let's just be honest about that. The matches we did not get to see, Terry Taylor defeating Bill Irwin, that went 12 minutes.
A lot of the matches in the NWA went long at this time.
Who beat Bill Irwin?
Terry Taylor.
Terrific.
Well, don't forget, Bill Irwin was also the goon.
He was the goon.
It's another shit gimmick.
I know.
That's rude.
Who do you think you're talking to here, Tony?
What's the score?
Brad Armstrong defeated J.W. Storm.
Oh, J.W. Tim's younger brother.
When there's trouble, you call JW. Darkwing Duck.
I was a little annoyed that we didn't get to see the Master Blasters defeat the Southern Boys.
All right, which incarnation of the Master Blasters was
Blade
this?
And Steel.
This was Nash and Al Green?
Yes.
No, I was thinking of Skyscrapers. I'm sorry.
Let's stay together.
And the Junkyard Dog defeated Moondog Rex in 3 minutes and 15 seconds.
And the Battle of the Dogs.
Yeah,
the rematch
say.
From the Wrestling Classic.
Must have been a real dog fight.
So those were the matches that were not
boo.
They were not on the WWE Network or the VHS tape that WCW released. You would have to go on like Daily Motion or some other website.
So we're basically just covering what the WWE Network had.
Yeah, yes. The video release. The
none of what
release.
I just read to you
was on it. Right. Of course.
Any
interest. I got it.
The two dark matches, Tim Horner defeated Barry Horowitz.
I would have loved to have seen that.
And Rip Rogers defeated Reno Riggins.
Oh!
Reno Riggins and Barry Horowitz in 1990 wrestled for the NWA.
Barry Horowitz was in the NWO days, too, for
he
a
came
bit,
back
wasn't he?
Once he got over
then
in
again,
WWE.
Rick Martel was as well.
Rick Martel got a run, TV title.
It's a shame he didn't
yeah,
get
then he got
it's
hurt,
a shame
right?
He got hurt, yeah.
He looked like a million bucks, too.
Yes, he did. Holy he was in a nice holy. Feud with Booker T. Those were good matches. I enjoyed the shit out of
you
that.
You know what's funny? When I went to watch this on the network, it's you know how it has the option? Like if you started watching something, it says resume watching or watch from the beginning?
Yeah.
I apparently watched this pretty recently because it still had resume watching on the thing. I'm like, no, I want to start over. And then as soon as I got into the first match, I was like, oh, I remember this show.
I should have resumed.
I remember the show. Oh, man. Matt.
Are we doing this match by match or are we
fuck
doing
yeah.
thoughts?
Well, we can do match by match and then share our thoughts if we'd like.
Can
all
I,
right.
Oh, sorry. I got
can it. I get a thought right off the bat?
Uh-huh.
A lot of tag team matches.
Oh, yeah. Tons. Well, you got the U.S. champs. You got the world champs. Not to mention
the Renegade Warriors.
Well, yeah. And on top of that, the whatchamacallit? The Midnight Express.
Against
no,
it
was not the Midnight Express.
Yeah, it was.
Oh,
against
yeah,
Tommy
no.
Rich and Ricky Morton.
That's right. I was thinking
Wildfire,
of the Rock and Roll Express.
Rock and Roll Ricky Morton.
And the whole thing was that Robert Gibson, were they going to gel because it's not Robert Gibson?
He should have got Buck Zumhoff and it could have still been the Rock and Rolls.
What is with you and the Buck Zumhoff tonight?
He's a kid touching creep.
I know he is. He went to prison for it.
And he tried to run out of the jail while they were passing his sentence.
Oh.
Where the fuck was he going to go? He's a decrepit 60-year-old man. Are we watching the video? Do we have 2 hours booked
shut
on the
mouth.
Rant? Are they starting at 11?
You're not going to sign off anyway.
So you're we had Paul Heyman and Jim Ross.
Not a bad commentary team.
Not a bad commentary team at all.
At ringside.
Right at the ring with the monitors touching the apron.
What about that red ring?
That threw me off. I always feel like it's a carpet instead of a canvas.
It looks like a carpet.
It's like somebody's living room with like ring ropes. What's dude, are you okay?
Yeah, why?
I don't know. You're like huffing and puffing over here.
He's excited.
I got a lot going on. This is a big show tonight. So.
Well.
Did you rub one out thinking of Nia over
maybe.
There? Jesus.
Maybe I did.
Ugh.
What are you going to do about it?
At least clean the fucking upholstery when you're done. Nia jacks me off.
All right. Think it. Just so you know, your opening match was the longest match on the card.
It felt like it. But I tell you this much, nobody better than Stan and Bobby working together. Classic old school wrestling. I love this shit.
There were some cluster fucks of spots in that match.
No, I get it, but in the ring, they were gelling, dude. They were gelling. It was awesome.
I couldn't tell who the baby faces were because people were rooting for the Midnights. And
it was a very pro heel crowd.
It was weird.
They love the Midnights.
Now let me ask you this, because I wanted to go and watch up to this. Maybe if they had some Saturday nights on the network, they didn't.
They didn't. There was. I tried to do the same thing. I watched. I watched the Clash from September, but that really didn't do much for you.
Now, was this pre or post York Foundation with Tommy Rich and Ricky Morton?
Probably pre.
It's got to be, right?
Yeah.
But they all still kind of looked like they had this slick hair.
Yeah.
So I'm like, did they leave the York Foundation at this point? Were they?
No, because they're still a team. Rock and Rolls are still a team.
But they're. I've never seen Ricky Morton look like that before.
Yeah, but Tom Zink was in the York Foundation, wasn't he?
No.
He wasn't?
No, it was Terry Taylor, Ricky Morton, Tommy Rich.
Then maybe they did this shortly after Robert Gibson came back.
Maybe Steve Austin?
I don't think so.
The York Foundation started to come into play in the end of 90, early 91.
Okay.
Okay, so this is the end of 90.
Well, early 91 about. Was probably when Gibson came back and Ricky Morton turned on him. Yeah, that was weird, that haircut. It was almost like a David Lee Roth kind
of
haircut.
Do you have a roster of York Foundation members?
Your York Foundation members.
I think it was just Rich, Taylor, Morton, maybe Steve Austin. I'm not even sure.
I don't think Steve Austin was in the NWA at this point.
We had Richard Morton. We had Thomas Rich.
Yeah. Terrence Taylor.
Terrence Taylor. I think that was it.
Was Terrence Taylor the self-made man of the 90s?
Computerized
shit?
Man. It's the computerized man of the 90s.
Yeah. And fucking Marlena would come out with the laptop and like give him directions through it.
It wasn't even a laptop. I think it was like an old fucking word processor.
Yeah, whatever it was at the time.
At some point, Michael Wall Street was there.
Yes.
And Mr. Hughes.
Yeah, all right. That makes sense.
Oh, that added to the team.
Dude, Mr. Hughes is awesome.
I feel like Mr. Hughes had the same role wherever he was.
Because why would you change that gimmick look?
Yeah, but he never did anything.
Chris Jericho's bodyguard.
He just made menacing faces.
With shiny blue shirts.
Can we all agree on one thing?
What?
No one throws a better top rope leg drop than Bobby.
Oh, the Alabama Jam? Absolutely.
Brian Christopher.
No.
Yep.
Dude. No way. Beautiful Bobby. Scored a pinfall victory on Ric Flair with the Alabama Jam.
I don't care. Huh? You're not going to change my mind.
All right.
Brian Christopher definitely has
a Brian Christopher definitely had more
psychosis
hang time.
I can even throw in there.
I mean, you can the top rope leg drop he hit in this match is like a thing of beauty. It brought like a little tear to my eye. It was
awesome. Did you see his spot where he tried to like do a dive off the top buckle to the outside, but he kind of just uses his hand and just catapults himself and doesn't hit him at all?
Yeah, well,
he has to be careful.
It was so fun. He doesn't jump. It's like like, remember when you tried to, like, clear, like, a fence? Like, jump over a fence, but you can't, so you have to use your hands to, like,
Charlie Haas?
Ooh, nice.
Ooh.
Or, like, what's the horse in the thing when you do the spring on the horse? Like, that thing.
Equestrian?
No. Yeah. No, like, the gymnastics.
That's equestrian.
Equestrian.
Is that what it's called?
Wait, are you talking about, like, a horse?
Like, the Olympic
an actual
horse. No, like the Olympic
That's
horse.
That's what I thought he meant, too.
That's what I thought he was talking about, too.
Like, you know, when you do the horse, when you jump and you use it as a springboard to do all your flippy-doos.
Yeah, that's gymnastics.
Yeah, that's what he used called it as. But it was awful.
Well, we already spent way too much time on the opening match.
And that was you want to talk about too much time. They gave the fucking Fabulous Freebirds, with Little Richard Marley.
That was the first time I realized that I just watched this show like a month ago.
Against
of that fucker.
The Renegade Warriors?
Yeah.
Fucking 17 and a half minutes of this dog shit.
Oh, come on. This match was good, dude.
I hate Michael.
You know
PSAs.
Who they are.
I'm sorry.
Those are the Youngbloods. Those were
Who they were.
Jay Youngblood's brothers, former tag champ of the world with Ricky Steamboat.
I know who they were, I hate Michael P.S. Hayes.
Ooh.
Anything out of Texas is garbage. I'm sorry.
Was Stanley Kubrick's film Clockwork Orange around at this time? Because they were very Clockwork Orangey the way they looked, with the face paint, with like the little lines on their face, with his tights, with the suspenders and shit.
I just wasn't.
He was fine, dude. Like I thought he wrestled a good match. Like when one of the fucking Renegade Warriors popped him in the face when he was standing on the apron, and then he got fucking set up by Jimmy Jam into the ropes, and he gave him the fucking receipt and he popped him in the head, and they were over his shit. People were going nuts for
the
fucking
Freebirds. I just wasn't into it. And Little Richard Marley, come on.
Yeah, I forget.
He was a homeless dude.
I had it written down. I forget who that was. He was nothing but a jobber.
He was a homeless dude who started going to the shows and setting stuff up. And then eventually he got a job as a jobber, and they stuck him with the Freebirds. Then the Freebirds kicked him out like a month later.
Hey, I got an idea.
Probably my favorite match of the night.
Uh-oh. Nasty Boy Steiners?
Yes.
Mine too!
Yeah, this was a great match.
Holy shit.
This was an amazing match.
This is where I thought the show was going to turn. I'm like, wow.
Jerry Sags was in great shape. Brian Knobbs could do no wrong. The Steiners were game for it. Actually selling for these guys. They did a tremendous job.
I'm so glad you said that. This was like, this was my favorite match. This might be my favorite Nasty Boys match ever.
Ah.
I'm saying.
Nasties with Cactus Jack and Max Payne was a great match, too.
I'm just saying.
That Falls Count Anywhere match was amazing,
too. I don't remember being that entertained by
Cactus
the
took
Nasty
a shovel
Boys.
To the head and a bump off of the ramp onto the concrete back first.
Yeah, outside of that match that you just mentioned, this match and them when they beat the Hart Foundation.
Who, the Nasties?
Yeah.
That was a good match, too.
Those are probably the only three Nasty Boy matches I could tell you anything about. And I think they did a bunch of shit at Uncensored against Public Enemy.
They had a match with Hall and Nash where they beat the shit out of Scott Hall. Legit.
But
it's a match of lore. We'll talk about it next week.
They took this match and they turned it into a WWF contract.
Now, let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
Did you guys... Right.
For the U.S. belts, by the way. Right. Continue.
Yes. But right after the match, they go right into an interview with the Steiners. So this has to have been an edit job, right?
This was a Steiner, not the Steiners.
It was just Scott.
It was just Scott. Yeah.
And then it was so fast after the match, and all of a sudden Jerry Sags happens to go and get a beard and an apron and a tray like a concession guy and beats the shit out of Scott Steiner. This has to have been an edit.
I don't remember what the actual lineup was, like the order of the matches, but there could have easily been a match in between.
There had to, because like it makes no sense. Like why would you just beat him up? You were right there. Why did you run into the back, change into a costume, and then come back out?
What was Halloween?
There probably was an edit because the Junkyard Dog Moondog Rex match was after this.
And it was only 3 minutes anyway.
And they did do some spots where they brought out Teddy Long. We're jumping ahead. They brought him out a few matches after his match.
Holy shit. We completely skipped over the fucking Sting and Black Scorpion thing after the Tommy Rich match.
Yes.
Oh, mamacita. That was...
So Sting's given his generic babyface interview. And all of a sudden, Sting! I'm behind you and I'm pulling a young lady out of the crowd.
I'm going to do the best magic trick ever.
Oh, boy, Larry,
so evil.
Doing the... Oh! Is this why you're pulling up?
They didn't even try. Like they didn't even try.
And Tony Schiavone's doing the interviews, by the way.
As Phantom of the Siobhan, bruh.
Phantom of the Street. This is so dumb. He's on a separate stage. And he drags like a young... Is that a girl?
That's a young girl. And Sting can't figure out how to get off of the platform. Now he climbs down. He runs up the stairs. Oh, they're trying to stop him.
Black Scorpions. Black magic.
Because he might kayfabe the trick.
I got to pause that for a second. So all these dudes are okay with the Black Scorpion taking this chick.
Yep.
and professing to the world that he's going to do black magic on her. And there's like four dudes who's going to, they're going to stop Sting from doing this. They're not going to let this happen. I don't know why he wouldn't let Sting save the day. He finally breaks through. Then he poof, oh.
And Sting stands there with his arms open. And what was the other fireworks going off for 5 seconds later?
Because that's where they come back.
Yeah, and they're on the stage now, and this young lady's still being held by the Black Scorpion. And she dives into the Stinger's arms. And Sting there with his silken bathrobe.
Kimono robe on.
What the fuck is that?
God, I can't believe what we have seen here.
I know,
yes,
JR.
Yes, you can, JR. Paul. It's shitty WCW from 1990. You can believe it.
That ain't right. Hey, Mo, that ain't right.
Fucking classic. You could see, too, when he comes back and all the fireworks go off, how the Black Scorpion and this stagehand just come running out together. It's not like they just appeared. You could tell they ran all the way around.
So dumb.
I wonder if we watched this in 1990, if we would have felt the same way.
Yeah. This is dog shit in any era.
I would have been 9, so I probably would have thought it was amazing.
Me too.
I mean, we wouldn't have been 15 like you.
Well, that's right.
Maybe older.
Yeah. Next up was a very interesting Doom versus Flair and Anderson.
I enjoyed this match as well.
I enjoyed the shit out of it. Butch Reed, I don't think he gets the credit he deserved.
Nope.
And I don't know if it was because of who he was in the ring with, but goddamn, all four of these guys could go.
Butch Reed could go, man.
I don't remember Butch Reed being able to go like this, but holy shit, he could go. And it's funny, on commentary, Jim Ross and Paulie, Jim Ross brings up that it's more of like a bad guy versus bad guy thing.
What's his name said it in his interview, too, on Anderson.
What?
He said there's no good guys in this one or some shit like that.
Did he quote the, there ain't no good guys.
Yeah.
There ain't no bad guys.
And then him and Flair kissed.
Wow, you love the kissing.
I love kissing.
Big kiss guy.
Doom was the NWA Tag Team Champions. They wrestled to a double countout.
Hey, the team of Doom.
Excuse me.
Gotta say it right.
I thought it was awesome. And this is like that weird part where like the Four Horsemen are Ric Flair, Arn Anderson, Wyndham, and Sid.
And it's weird seeing Ric Flair in a tag title match and Sid in the world title match.
But Anderson and Flair, hell of a team.
No, no argument there.
Hell of a team. Anderson's a fucking machine, dude.
When you go back and watch something from that long ago, we're talking, what, 28 years ago?
Yeah.
Ugh. So, like, you think of Ric Flair in your childhood to adult life as the main event.
Well, don't forget, this was also coming up close to the time where they wanted Flair to retire.
Oh, that's right. The Jim Herd debacle.
He was not too far away from heading to WWF at this point.
But it was just, listen, it was cool, and I loved the match. As bad as they kind of say the whole aura of the show was, there was some good stuff on it.
There's a lot of good stuff in this show. The only thing that was really bad was the Sting Black Scorpion shit, and according to Matt, the Renegade Warriors.
Renegade Warriors were dog shit.
Oh, I thought it was pretty good.
And Sting...
Although the hot tag meant nothing, because nobody gave a shit when the hot tag...
I hated both opening tag matches.
I didn't mind the first one. You got Sting also fresh off of, he had won the title from Flair at Great American Bash in July.
Woo!
So it's weird, as Kevin said, to see, you know, this is, Flair drops the title, and then this is what Flair is doing with Arn Anderson. They're going after Doom, and Sting is moving on to Sid.
Bruno challenged the Honky Tonk Man plenty of times for the IC belt.
That was in, what, 88, when Bruno was 70?
It was around this time.
Ugh, you and the fucking Bruno.
He was 50. He wasn't 70. He was only in his 50s.
Now, Stan Hansen, Lex Luger for the NWA United States Championship.
You didn't like this?
I actually did.
First of all, as I'm talking about it, I'm thinking like, okay, we talking Impact. The spot where Fala sticks his foot in Moose's mouth.
Yes, the rock bottom type deal.
Right? How do you, like, what's the conversation like? Because here's Stan Hansen, and he's just got fucking tobacco everywhere. And you're going to get in a ring and get kind of snug, and it's kind of everywhere, and fucking Chaw is gross.
There's no conversation, dude. It's Stan Hansen. You do your best to stay away from it.
I agree.
You can't. I mean, you don't have a... It's Stan fucking Hansen, dude.
It's kind of...
Yes.
It's fascinating to me that this is the only title he ever held in the States. No,
no, it's no. First of all, he held the AWA World Championship, and then he didn't fucking give it back because he was working for Baba and he refused to lose and he didn't want to come back and job it. So yeah, so promoters were not too willing to give him championships. Same thing with Brody, dude. Brody one morning would wake up and go, "I don't want to work here anymore. I'm going back to Japan." What are you going to do if you got a belt on?
Okay, well, I take that back because he won many titles in the States.
Did he really?
He was the NWA North American Heavyweight Championship.
Were these his younger years, though?
The Tri-State Championship, Mid-South.
These are probably, yeah, these got to be
NWA
younger years.
Big Texas.
There you go.
The AWA World Champion.
He beat Rick Martel right down the road at the Meadowlands.
All right, so maybe for the time.
No, yeah. At that point, he was winning major championships in Japan, and he was spending a lot of time there, so I get why they weren't putting more titles on him at that point.
It is weird to see that he never really had the success in the States as he did overseas.
He looked like and this is going to sound really awful as a wrestling fan. I haven't seen a whole lot of Stan Hansen matches. Like, I've seen my share, but not a lot. But, like, especially not watching one in a long time, seeing Stan Hansen come out is just like, wow, that is just, like, that's cool. That's, like, so old school. That's so, like, rough, I don't give a whatever, like.
The funny thing was, though, it didn't really play well, I thought, here, this night. But when you see him do that same exact entrance in Japan, where he's actually going into the crowd and throwing shit at people.
Oh, yeah, people scatter. Like,
it's night and day, dude. When you watch Stan Hansen make his entrance in Japan, it's a completely different beast.
Right.
He couldn't do that here. He's going to climb into the crowd in Chicago. It's not the same.
It was just cool to see that throwback of just a real tough. And JBL tried to do it, and he did do it to an extent, and other guys tried to do it. But it was cool to see Stan Hansen and just realize, while bigger star in Japan, still quite a star in the United States.
Yeah.
The whole involvement of Dan Spivey at the end didn't make any sense because he really
didn't do anything.
Well, yeah. He was his protege and he was trying to help
him
with
that,
bell.
No, I get that, but the bell never came into play.
And then they tried to make it out like he was responsible, and he really wasn't.
And he definitely caught the clothesline on the wrong side, Lex.
Oof. Because
that looked awkward as fuck.
Oh, right in the head.
Yeah, but Stan Hansen walked out. Your NWA United States champion.
Which is cool, because I honestly forgot that happened. So that was a nice little surprise.
And then your main event, Sting, against Sting. Sid Vicious for the NWA World Heavyweight Championship.
I'm coming for you, Sting.
And just seeing the way Sid was presented, like, I get it now. And it may have taken me a very long time. I didn't really like Sid as a kid. What a fucking look Sid had,
dude,
man.
You're, like, really reading my mind right now, because I was thinking the exact same thing.
Oh,
like,
why don't you guys kiss?
Maybe. You got to pay extra for that.
That's
Patreon level. That's the next level.
This is the kind of shit when I see Sid like this.
The kissing wizard.
That made me super upset about the Royal Rumble 1992. Like Sid could have been that guy. Like, he could have been the next Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, but Ric Flair was there, dude.
Not for long.
No.
Dude, Sid had, he looked like $1 million.
In 1997, it came too late for Sid, even though that was a good run, too.
He was moving fast. He was fluid. He did a kip-up.
Yes.
Sid did a fucking kip-up.
Question.
How do you not take notice of that? Go ahead.
Was Sid, before his return to WCW in, like, 2000 and all that stuff, was he ever a WCW world champ or NWA world champ?
Before his return? No.
He wasn't,
no.
Right?
No.
He got his runs way too late.
Oh, yeah. But then again, I think that's part of his own doing as well, because he liked to disappear for a while.
But God, man, you look at Sid and you're like, why wasn't this guy a top star?
Oh, my God, he could have easily been pinched to be the next Hogan at that point in 91. Easily. I get it. But you got Ric Flair there, and that's where they went.
Yeah, but Sid is, like, a monster. Like, he dwarfs Hogan.
Yeah, but then again, maybe they also felt like they didn't want to take Hogan's spot. Maybe they weren't trusting that he was going to be around for that long. But he was Vince McMahon's wet dream, dude. He was big. He was over. He was jacked.
Yeah. Then he comes back in like 96 or 97 or 95.
And he was still crazy over, and he destroyed Shawn Michaels using every heel tactic in the book, and he left like the hero.
Yeah, the Garden
that
went
night.
Nuts for
that
him.
Was the most confusing babyface heel turn I've ever seen.
Wasn't Shaw, to me, dude. I was there. The Shaw, I felt the electricity.
You were at the Manhattan Center when
No. I was talking about the night the that Sid won the title at the Garden.
Oh, I was talking Survivor about when Series. After when Shawn Michaels lost to Diesel, he fires Sid, and then Shawn
like,
Michaels becomes the babyface.
Oh,
right. Sid is
the
heel.
Yeah, because Shawn's like, take the night off.
Take the night
like,
off. You, big man, can have the night off. You don't give me the night
well,
off.
Well, he blamed Sid because
Kevin's got. I love Kevin Sid. I love it.
Little man!
Hebner got hurt during the match, and it was Sid's fault, wasn't it?
Yeah, he tripped up his ankle or something like that.
Fucking Hebners.
So it was just so bad. Then Diesel comes out and makes the save for Shawn when Shawn was the douche.
Yeah, well. Once a douche, always a douche with Shawn Michaels, right, Matt?
All
right,
always. So let's get into the whole Black Scorpion.
Well, it wasn't even the Black Scorpion.
It was just
like
a sting. Imposter. What was it?
What are you
sorry,
doing?
don't mind me.
Okay.
Keep talking.
Stop playing shit.
All right, so we have the match. It's Sting versus Sid Vicious. Fun match. Sting is going nuts. Sid is amazing. And then we get to it.
So well, Sting gets brought out of the ring chasing after Anderson and Flair, right?
Yes, because they come out for no reason at the time.
Out of a different entranceway. I still don't understand why they
that's where Spivey came out of, too.
I don't understand what that separate entranceway was all about, but whatever. And then Sting comes back.
The whole finish was bizarre.
Sting comes back and he picks up Sid for a body slam, and Sid falls on him, and they count 1, 2, 3. And Sid is the champion. The fucking balloons are falling from the ceiling. You're like, what the fuck just happened? The camera, nowhere to be found, right? You're like, what the fuck is going on? Because Sting like rolls out of the ring and he's gone. And then Sting's in the ring, no face paint on. They catch him coming down the aisle. He's got, like, some plastic wrap on his arms. Like, someone just saran wrapped him to a fucking... I don't know. He was tied up.
That.
Yeah, he was tied up. He was definitely taking something off. I don't think it was saran wrap, but he was definitely tied up.
But you don't see any of it.
No.
And then there's another referee. Sting hits him with the belt.
And then covers him, and the referee counts
doesn't call a DQ. Yeah.
What the fuck? Sorry. I didn't understand what happened.
And then more balloons dropped.
The crowd was like, had
no
idea.
The crowd popped when Sting won.
No, but the crowd didn't know what happened, like, who this other Sting was. They tried to get it across. Like, Jim Ross is like, that looked like Barry Windham. That looked like Barry Windham.
First time you see it is in the replay, like, when they're face-to-face
in the aisle.
Yeah.
Was it Al Perez? I thought I remember hearing that they brought him in. He was going to be the Black Scorpion.
Al Perez started as the Black Scorpion.
So he might have been around for this. I don't
he
know
was.
Who that was. Do we know who that was?
Who?
Who played the other Sting?
It was Barry Windham.
It was Barry Windham.
That was definitely Barry Windham?
Barry
yeah.
Windham.
Wait. When they walked down the aisle, he looked smaller than the real Sting.
He was taller.
He was
and
taller.
Chubbier.
Then I must have had a different perspective on that.
He cut his hair and everything, man.
Fucking idiot.
Well, look, on paper, it seemed like
fucking
a great idea.
Shit. Yeah.
But everyone was just kind of like, they didn't
LOL
know what was going
work.
On. All right, see, this is the finish. Look, he's got the rope on
his
arm.
Yeah, rope. That was it.
Right? Sid swings the belt at him. Balloons are dropping. You're missing everything. Then he hits him with the belt.
Right in front of the referee.
Right, yeah. Stinger splash. And then he fucking small packages him. Nick Patrick. He don't care.
And the referee outside the ring was still okay with everything. I don't.
So he retains the title. The balloons are everywhere. Watch, they're going to show a footage here of the two Stings passing in the aisleway.
Strangers in the night.
It's fucking horse shit. This fucking.
Press the 30 button.
Oh, good call. I was talking about just the ending itself.
Oh, there you go. Slow motion footage.
So that's Windham, and that's the Stinger.
Oh, he looks terrible. All right, that's probably what it was about here. See, they're not really next to each other. And he just squats
down like
and runs.
The duck move, the duck and run.
All right, so he definitely did not look like Barry Windham in that shot right there.
And I don't know, there's no Black Scorpion at the end of this.
I don't know, stupid. Heyman's all pissed off. My God, Heyman looks so much different now. all cherubic looking with his fucking bald head.
Cherubic.
Well, I don't want to say fat because then you guys say I'm a shamer.
You are a shamer, but that's neither here nor there.
I'm ashamed of this fucking show.
Are you?
No, I give it like a, I give it a B minus, maybe a B.
It wasn't as bad as we thought it was.
I thought it was bad.
I thought it was bad.
What do you give it?
C minus.
Oh, that's a pretty bad score.
I'd go B. It wasn't bad. The only thing I hated was the finish of the main event and the Renegade Warriors.
Oh, bro.
Didn't really like the Renegade Warriors. What do you owe brother and me for? I didn't like them. They were stupid.
Yeah, I kind of enjoyed them. I didn't appreciate they didn't get any response for the hot tag, but I enjoyed it more than I guess the crowd did.
All right.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Well, we got like a couple of minutes left. Do you want to do your new gimmick?
Can we try it?
Yeah, we can.
All right. We're going to try a new gimmick. Kevin, are you in on this?
Yeah, sure. I'll go last, though.
3-1?
No, 5-1.
Can
five,
I go first?
5-2.
Yes, we're what are we calling this gimmick?
I don't know. Did you hear?
Did you hear? You want to call it?
Did you hear?
Let's call it Going Home.
Going Home. All right. Hey, guess what I found out when I was going home today? Apparently, Renee Young is going to be on the commentary team at Crown Jewel.
What?
Yes, this is breaking news. According to Pro Wrestling Sheet, Young will travel to Saudi Arabia for the show. It's unclear if she'll have to follow any special guidelines for the event, and the women on the roster are not allowed to perform due to the country's strict laws regarding women. So, Renee Young is going to be working there. I kind of hope she comes home and everything's okay.
It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, considering John Cena and Daniel Bryan both bailed on the show, it's a weird choice, but hey, girl power, am I right? Matt?
Yeah, absolutely. Very exciting weekend in the world of independent pro wrestling. If you are a fan of WWN Live and the Evolve brand, a couple title changes that were very unexpected. NXT regulars, the Street Profits, defeated Jaka and Chris Dickinson to win the Evolve Tag Team Championships.
Yeah, that was sad news.
In Yarbor City, Florida. And then later in the evening, Fabian Archer? Archer? Am I saying that right?
Eichner?
He defeated Shane Strickland to become the Evolve Championship. So, to win...
Became the championship. I got an idea.
To win
I'll
the
just beat everybody.
Evolve Championship. So, it seems like the working relationship between the WWE and Evolve continues to grow. And I know they recently announced that NXW wrestler Marcel Barthel will be working the 18th anniversary show as of WXW. So props to those in Evolve for working with WWE. It's very interesting to see where this is going. And the future of independent professional wrestling is hotter than it's ever been.
All right. Guys, PW Insider is reporting, and Variety has put out their 500 most powerful people in the entertainment industry. Vince McMahon is on that list. And my thoughts on this is, despite whatever you say about their venturing into Saudi Arabia, which I do not agree with personally, it is undeniable that Vince McMahon is one of the most powerful person, not just in professional wrestling, but in the entire entertainment business. PW Insider reports that their organization has recorded record revenues this year, $281.6 million. In the second quarter alone, up 31% year over year. So that's due to the network. It is Vince McMahon owns the wrestling business, and it trickles down everywhere underneath it. So whatever you want to say about him doing this Saudi Arabia gimmick, Vince McMahon is still a monster, and WWE is the staple in professional wrestling.
And we are the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Join us every Tuesday night live at Rant EM Radio, ShiningWizards.com. You can listen to us live, chat us up on Twitter at Wizards Podcast. Facebook.com.
TV tits, Kevin.
Facebook.com/ Wizards Podcast. Patreon.com/ Wizards Podcast. At Wizards Podcast on the Instagram. Give us a follow. Chat us up. We'll be back next week. Sizzling Stan Styles will be in Studio B.
He can get through that, but he can't say champion.
He can't say podcast.
A big thanks to tonight's guest, Jerry Lynn. We hope you all have a happy Halloween. And with that, we say
goodbye and good night.
Oh,
goodbye.
What do you got, Kev?
New Dumbfellas. We're back tomorrow. Episode is dropping. Shining Wizards Network. We're back. So follow us at Dumbfellas Pod.
Stay tuned for the rant if you're listening on the rant, because the rant is the team that can.
All right, now play it.
Goodbye and good night.
Goodbye and good night.
Goodbye and good night. Goodbye and good night. Good night.